This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
How is that thing again?
Are we going?
Yes, it's back. Yeah. Okay, great.
Hi. Hello? Anybody?
We're on dead air.
Yeah.
I mean, people could be hearing this now.
It could be. This is probably going live now. No one's talking on the phone. Hello.
It's
I'm holding two phones as well. So
Nat's trying to get us on.
Hello.
Can someone tweet right now and say if you can hear this?
On, tell us
if you can hear it.
Because my mobile doesn't get reception.
I'm just gonna start anyway. I'm gonna start anyway.
I think it's just start. It's 1 o'clock, isn't it?
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Such awful stuff. Really, really is. Oh, that's not going to work. Coming up on the show that might not be on.
I just had a text from someone to say I can hear you.
Might not be on. Coming up on the show today, we have Matt Reed. Matt Reed, the lovely comedian Matt Reed, is going to be talking about his new show, Stalked. Really, really good story, by the way. Also coming up on the show, Barry Dodds. You may have known of Barry Dodds, a long-term disappointment to the show. I have decided, as part of his punishment for not coming to do his interview that time, that he's actually got to come into the studio. So he's coming to the studio today, and there's going to be a lot of Barry Dodds, a lot of that. Also coming up on the show, no other guests. So I booked two guests for the show, Barry Dodds and Matt Reed, both booked by me. Spoke to the producer last night, Nat, spoke to her, booked no one else. So that's what we've got. To let us play out. I'd normally be telling you other guests, but can't, kind of not, because Nat. Not booked him, or have you not, Nat? No.
On FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to the show. It's Monday. It's now. Do I trust this clock or not?
I would trust it.
We know you would. You'd get into a car. It's 3:03. That says one, doesn't it?
No, three minutes past one.
That's the correct time.
That is the right time.
I was gonna. We're coming from a different studio today, and I was going to maintain that this is a repeat. But I thought if I maintain on air it's a repeat, that's going to knacker it, isn't it?
I've actually
put loads of Christmas songs on the system.
Oh, I like Christmas in July.
But I was going to maintain that it's December. I was going to maintain as if it was last year. But then I realised that we can't do that. Who's squeaking?
Barry is.
Is it Barry? Barry, are you squeaking?
Yeah, this chair's ridiculous.
Look at that. Comes straight in. To a guest studio, just comes straight in and starts chucking his weight around. This chair's ridiculous. This isn't what I'm used to when I come in on the radio.
I've never been in a studio before. Did you do it deliberately?
No, not at all. Why, what's happened?
All right, because it's like
it's too low.
The smallest chair.
Oh, is it really? Well, that's quite... If I'd thought ahead, I would have done it deliberately.
Right.
That's the chair for naughty boys, right? The naughty boy sits on the little low chair.
Yeah.
right? So everyone around him, even Nat, who won this job in a competition.
I wouldn't say won, lost.
Even Nat, right, is superior to you in this room.
She's got a proper chair.
Yeah, I've got a proper chair as well, mate. And you, Barry Dodds, little no-show man, is like, you won't be able to keep leaning like that. What's happened is we've got a screen in front of us, so we can't see each other. But when you lean round, it means that you're not in front of the mic. So just do it as if we're on the phone to each other.
All right, fair enough.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right.
You okay?
Yeah.
You've driven down to be a guest on the show?
Yeah.
You had a busy weekend as well?
Yeah.
Do you know what that's not?
Did I know what?
Nat's not listening.
I am listening.
Is she on the phone?
No, I'm not on the phone. Actually.
Is she on the phone? I can't see her. Barry, is Nat on her phone?
I'm not on the phone.
No, was she on the phone when I saw her with her? Right. You've not met Nat before. This is Nat, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Hello.
Hey, this is awkward, isn't it? Because you had a crush on Nat. I've just remembered.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's true.
He did. He had a crush on you. Do you remember that gig? He came to a gig. I was doing that gig at the Manfreds one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Barry came up to me and said, his exact words were, you know Nat, your producer, said, yeah. He said, is she fit? Because she sounds fit. Do you remember this, Barry?
Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was in Preston, that gig.
Yeah, yeah. It died, that gig, that night. It was never on again. That was the very last night that we did. That was the famous gig where the microphone blew up in your hand and you didn't drop it.
Yeah, because I was worried about getting paid. I'd only done 15.
Only Barry Dodds would worry about getting paid, would risk electrocution because he was worried he wouldn't get paid if he dropped the mic. Barry.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you straight. Is she fit?
She looks really unhappy. I'm quite intimidated by Nat, actually.
Oh, why? Is it because I'm up so high on the chair?
Because her chair's a foot higher than yours.
She's got a proper chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's as good a reason as any to be intimidated by someone. Because she's got a proper chair.
But I am solo. Tweet a picture of it, because it looks ridiculous.
If I tweet a picture now, all it'll be is a screen.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I can take a photo.
Okay, you took a photo. I mean, it's not great radio, is it?
No,
just
not really.
Two of the people on it just taking photos of each other.
I'm going to take a photo of you on a chair.
Is she fit, Barry?
Of you?
Not bad.
Not bad? No, right. Out of 10?
Oh, no.
You got her, mate. You've got her. It's only fair.
A solid 8.
A solid 8? Do you not think her hair needs
straightening? Thanks for coming in, Barry.
Do you not think her hair's a bit like?
If I said, 10,
would you not
I'd
say Nat's? Yeah, that's true. Would you not say that Nat's hair needs straightening?
Yes, yes. Okay, stop talking about my hair already.
I feel like because it's rained and stuff. Yes. I feel like Nat's hair's gone a bit
frizzy.
But shit, it's like
don't say shit.
Why?
It's frizzy. It just needs a GHD run over it, and
you've
I'll
got
be
shit
fine.
Hair. I can't believe Nat that we're doing this show here and you've come in with shit hair. We've got Andy Butler's in the studio as well.
He is. Andy Butler's here.
Hello, Andy Butler.
Hello, hello.
How are you, man?
I'm good, you?
I'm all right, yeah, I'm okay. And are you assistant producer today?
Yes, I am.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
We've been talking about you for ages.
Have you?
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon so. Because we found out you were going to be assistant producer
right.
on the show, and we decided your name was perfect for radio, that Andy Butler is perfect for radio.
Okay, good.
Which is why you may have noticed that all day today, apart from when Nat forgot to do it, we've referred to you, every time we spoke to you, as Andy Butler.
Yes, I've
not
I've
just
heard,
Andy,
I've
Andy
it.
Butler. Is that all right with you that we call you Andy Butler?
It makes me feel more powerful,
oh,
if
good.
Anything.
It,
well,
I'm happy.
Do you know what? By default, you're technically the producer. Because the producer in name is incompetent.
Yeah.
Like, the producer in name doesn't know what she's doing, right? So you are, so you've kind of been, if you're not putting your CV, by all means, just say you produce
it. Yeah, it's already in there.
Yeah,
I
you produced it.
Great.
Andy Butler, this is
Thanks,
Barry
Andy
Dodds.
Butler.
Hello, Barry.
Hey, mate.
I can actually see him.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I might stand in a bit. Not yet. Barry Dodds is a comedian.
Are you?
I'm going to give you some background on Barry. That's amazing. That couldn't have been a better heckle if it was on stage. Oh, are you? Is that what you're trying to do? Do you know what you're known as in our house at the moment, Barry Dodds?
Oh, go on.
B Dodds.
Really? Why?
My missus keeps calling you B Dodds.
Oh, really? Oh, that's all right.
I asked her why and she went, I just want to call him B Dodds. And I went, okay.
Well, it works.
So she say things like, is B Dodds coming over? So it's B Dodds. So this is Barry, Andy Butler. Over there, that's Nat.
I've met Andy Butler.
We have,
and
yeah.
B Dodds.
I should tell you, Andy Butler, right? This, I shouldn't really say it when she's here.
Right.
But you're going
to... Nat's been texting me all morning because she was worried that her hair... That's why I mentioned her hair.
Mm-hmm.
she was worried that her hair didn't look good enough for meeting you. No, I don't know what this means.
Well, I think you're fine. I didn't say those exact words.
You did. I said, who are you trying to impress? And you said Andy Butler. That's how I remember it.
I can read it back, and that's not what I said.
I remember it as that.
Well, incorrect, but okay. Continue.
Then Andy Butler, this is the other thing that Nat said. Nat said, but isn't he gay? About you. Based on nothing.
Well, that's not true. That is not based on nothing.
Have you decided that Andy Butler's gay because he did a smiley face on an email?
It's a classic, isn't it?
Not really, no.
No.
Why did you think Andy Butler was gay, Nat?
You're quite a big Taylor Swift fan, aren't you?
Oh, I love Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Is that a gay thing?
Is that enough, though?
It's not enough. And actually, if you are, then I don't know that you are or not. So I still don't know.
I'm not.
What? I know that
How do you know that he's not?
Because I heard him on the radio the other day talking about his girlfriend taking all the pillows in the bed.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, then,
you did that on the show.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I was driving around and I put the radio on and then somebody went, hi, I'm Andy Butler. And oh my God, that's Andy Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Andy Butler.
Assistant producer, nay producer. Mm-hmm. No, sorry, producer, nay assistant producer. So you've got a girlfriend. So Nat's disappointed on two levels now.
Right.
What? One, that she's not impressing you with her hair because her hair's a tip.
I mean,
I haven't commented on it, but the headphones aren't doing much.
I can't see it.
Oh, my God. Andy Butler, why are you on the other side? Why are you changing?
Do you know what? No, Andy Butler, the thing is, though, right? Here's the thing. The headphones are doing a lot for her because if she took the headphones off, for God's sake, don't stare
at the hair.
For God's sake, it's not the hair. For God's sake, don't stare. if she happens to go to the lavatory or something like that, or sometimes she just falls off a chair.
If she
takes her headphones off, you'll notice that her ears, her earlobes are like, it could be a deformity. We don't know if it's something that she lived in a cellar field or something like that, but they're very low hanging earlobes that she's very self-conscious about. Mm-hmm.
That's why I wear earrings, because I like to detract people away from them.
Can nobody in this room mention Nat's ears if they're revealed at any point during the show?
Yeah.
Because she's very
self-conscious. This is very old now, you know. This has been going on, this ear thing, for ages.
School.
Frankly, I'm bored of it. I'm very bored of it.
It's new for Andy Butler.
Andy Butler. Okay, fine. Andy Butler, I allow you then.
Okay, right, fine.
I allow Barry, actually. Barry's never commented, but you, right?
I'm not interested in the hands.
Oh, my God.
She's got massive hands. I know, this is weird. I've got small hands. I will admit now, yeah, I've got small
little,
hands.
Little tiny hands.
Yeah, like a lesbian.
Roughly
the same size as Andy Butler's.
Yeah.
Although I'd say you've got thicker hands than me. Although I've got broader hands. This is an amazing day we're having.
just comparing hands.
But Nat has got hold your hands up, Nat. Show Andy Butler your hand.
Oh, that they're long, aren't they?
Aren't they fucking enormous?
Yes.
It's like E.T. It's like it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, Barry, you notice Nat's hands?
Fine.
Yeah.
Big hands.
I've only got little hands as well.
Can you put your hand against Nat?
Miniature hands.
So we can check. Oh, look, they're touching each other. I made them touch each other. Nat, ooh, your hands are bigger than a man's.
Well...
Barry Dodd's hands are smaller than you. B Dodd's hands are smaller than
you. B Dodd's has very small hands, yeah.
Right. Well, that'll do for a start.
Great.
Anyway, come on, it's Christmas next week. So let's have some lovely Christmas music.
Okay.
And then we're going to get back to this show. I hope you can hear us. We don't know. What was meant to happen was...
Let me just check the Twitter.
Love it. Love it when Nat speaks thoughts. What was meant to happen was is we were meant to speak to somebody back in London at the studio who was meant to count us down to the show. That's why we don't know what went out. So what might have gone out is us literally trying to get your show on air. So if that's what you heard, not our fault. That's because someone who's meant to pick up a phone in London didn't pick up a phone. Was it Adam?
I don't know.
Because you said that Adam's sulking.
Oh, just because he's not on the show today.
Adam, you listen to this, mate. We've got Andy Butler here, mate. You listening, Adam? Adam, are you listening to our other assistant producer, Andy Butler?
Hi, Adam.
See, that's Andy Butler, Adam. Yeah, you don't like that, do you not? Come on, let's get in the Christmas mood.
We can't stand all this Christmas music, so we're taking all the booze and locking ourselves in the shed till New Year. Bye.
Right, don't worry. Okay. Right, because that isn't the song.
No,
that's an ident from this station. right.
I liked it though.
I'm going to see now. See if this is an ident. Hang on.
Okay.
Poor old Rudolph with his red and shiny nose.
How long are they?
Why are people in the... They're like 3.5 minutes.
Oh, right, okay. That implies it was...
So what happened on this station? Yeah. They just have people just talking already all over it. We should get some of them. Let's get some of them.
Do it live?
Let's get some... No, we should get some songs.
Yeah.
Right, this is what I want. This is what I want by next week. Okay. Right? I want all the songs on our system to just have me talking all over them. Right? That's what I want.
What
next
are you
going to
say over them? That was this Christmas.
Let's keep things, some things as a surprise.
Oh, okay.
That squeaking isn't normally on this song. That squeaking you can hear isn't normally on the song.
It's an extra little bit.
It's like, Nat, can you take your phone away from the mic, please? It's feeding back.
Oh, is it?
Welcome back to the show. So we are aware, apparently there's technical issues.
A few people have tweeted in.
Saying?
Daniel Wallace says, you're on, higher.
How's that a technical issue?
I'm just reading through some tweets because we don't do that.
Oh, so you're not answering the question I asked you.
I'm going through them. I'll get to them. If you want technical stuff first, PDT says, yeah, the sound quality's not great. Yeah. Charlie Twist says, something is wrong with the microphones and everyone keeps sounding like Poltergeist Telegirl. Which I think
Poltergeist Telegirl?
That's exactly what it says, Poltergeist Telegirl.
Literally nothing we can do about it.
No.
From where we are at the moment.
Just say Carol Ann, though.
Carol Ann?
That's Poltergeist, isn't it? Barry would know about that. It's a horror film.
I've never seen the first Poltergeist.
There we go. Is that sorted out? So Nat states something as fact.
Yeah.
Barry will know about it.
Because
but the Poltergeist Telegirl isn't...
Dodds immediately just slammed her down.
Oh.
The one
she is in the telly, Carol Ann. She gets sucked in.
In the first one?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Have you seen the remake of Poltergeist, Dodds?
No, I've not seen it.
You said that as it... So you said I've not seen the first one as if you had seen the second one.
I've seen the second one, Poltergeist 2.
Oh, I see. That's a weird way of conducting your business.
Hmm.
The remake of Poltergeist, the recent one... It was kind of off-putting for me, right? It wasn't great as a film. It was fine. It was
Didn't need a remake.
No, it really didn't. But they've changed the girl, right? So she was Carol Ann in the original, right? And in the original film, if you've not seen it, what happens is, spoiler alert, what happens is their daughter Carol Ann is clearly talking to someone who's in the house, who's invisible, which is the ghost.
Not like Barry looks like he's doing now. He keeps looking behind him at something.
All right, well, just...
I've never been in a studio.
Oh, right, sorry, okay.
He's just a curious little lad. He's just having a little look around.
Carol Ann here. No, yep.
Right? And she keeps going to the TV when the TV's got white noise on the screen. Mm. She keeps going to it and then putting her hands on it and stuff. And anyway, she's pulled into the TV is what happens. Yeah. That's sort of the... another dimension. You get pulled into that and the whole show is... the whole film is about trying to get her back.
Yeah.
To get Carol Ann back, right?
Yeah.
In the new film, they've changed the name from Carol Ann. I think because the girl who played Carol Ann in the original film...
Heather O'Rourke.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah.
After Poltergeist 2.
Yeah.
In kind of horrible circumstances
as well. It was a heart condition.
Well, she was misdiagnosed, is what happened. She went into hospital ill and was misdiagnosed. And because of the misdiagnosis, they missed what was actually wrong with her. And she died. And she was like 12 or something when she died. Like,
she wasn't the only one from that film who died.
They say it's the curse of Poltergeist.
That was not a curse.
A drug overdose or one of the...
It's not a curse.
Wrong. No, someone
same
on
same as the curse
the
of Superman.
Crew.
It's not a curse.
What about the Crow?
Curse of the Omen. Not
the
a curse.
Crow. Do you remember that, Brandon Lee?
You could go to. You could have any film, and say who has died out of that film, and then you can't go. Oh, it is a curse.
The curse.
Star Wars. Alec Guinness has died. Peter Cushing has died.
Yeah, but they didn't die
the
on
curse
the set,
of
did they?
Star Wars.
They didn't die on set.
Well, neither did Heather O'Rourke.
No, she was. I know it was horrible.
I think there was one death on set in Omen, I believe.
Well, Brandon Lee on the Crow, obviously, he got shot and.
But you've seen that, that doesn't work.
Well, lots on The Exorcist as well.
That died
lots
on set.
That works. The Crow doesn't work.
Why?
Because these are all horror films we're talking about.
Well,
so.
The Crow was pretty horrible.
Right, okay. But was it like a fright? Was it a scary film?
When I watched, I was quite young when it came out.
And not was it scary? Not was it scary specifically to you?
Can't comment for the general public.
Was it a film about the supernatural and weird things going on?
Yes. I'm fairly sure it was, wasn't it?
Kind of. It's
not
coming
it.
Back from the dead.
Right, Well, then I take it back. I will allow the Crow
clip
to be...
Clip that, Adam.
I will allow the Crow to be included
but
in this.
But it is sort of like a fantasy film, not a horror.
Okay, I'm wavering on it now. I don't know if it should be included or not.
It kind of was.
Point
horrible,
is, the Omen, you could say, the Curse of the Omen, because that adds something to it. It's Curse of Superman, you couldn't say, because Superman isn't a thing, like that.
Yeah.
And the Curse of Poltergeist, you could say that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Curse of the Exorcist, I'll definitely allow that.
Yeah.
Point of the matter is, I'm telling you, is they've changed Carol Ann's name in the new film, I think out of respect to Heather O'Rourke. I think they've gone, it's too synonymous with her. We don't want to remind people, so we'll make sure it's a proper reboot of a film, and we'll change the girl's name. So this is, in the film, the girl is missing, and they're trying to get her back. And they've changed her name to Maddie.
Oh,
right. Cool. Which
this
which,
is an American film. Though,
I don't think necessarily they wouldn't have known that. But I found it tremendously off-putting to watch that film and keep going. Where's Maddie? Yeah. We've got to get Maddie back. And I was sat there going, "Oh, this is really off-putting."
Obviously, in America, they wouldn't know.
I think they know. It's
a Google search first.
Oh, yeah.
But would you? Would you
I
even?
I don't know if you would you?
Because imagine any name, you could just do a Google search and find a missing person of that name.
Yeah.
But yeah, very off-putting. I found it very off-putting. But anyway, so point of the matter is, we can't, there's nothing we can do about this distortion. We don't know. We'll get it sorted for next week.
Yeah.
Won't matter next week. We'll be back in London next week. But tell you what I've rather cleverly done as well, Nat.
What have you done?
Oh, that's going to mean I'm very tired and very irritable next week. I'm not going to be my normal calm self.
Okay.
I won't be like, you know, I'm kind of like, just sit back, take things as they come. Sort of just chat to you, just nice as a mate and that.
Yeah. That happens, does it?
I think I'm going to be more, I might end up being like argumentative next week.
Well, that's very interesting because you can be, because I'm not here next week.
Well, then we're not doing a show.
Oh, all right then. Why?
Why are you not here next week?
I'm at Latitude Festival and I'm coming back on the Monday.
Did I sign that off?
You did, yeah. 8 months ago.
Months ago. There's absolutely no point doing a show next week.
Okay,
well,
we'll do it the week after then.
Well, we can't because I've made other plans now.
Okay.
Well, I need to be told these things.
I've told you that. I told you that a few weeks ago.
What, in passing?
No, on the phone. I said to you.
I don't recall that at all.
Well, I did do that.
I recall you saying you had a show
in
that
fact,
you weren't going
to
be there.
I texted you when this weekend said I was going to Latitude as well. It's not new information.
I don't think that's a good enough reason to miss a show.
Well, it's been booked for ages.
That's not a good enough reason.
Well, it's
been unbooked now. You can come back on the Sunday. What day are you going to it?
Friday.
Right, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's fine.
No, I'm coming back
on
Monday.
No, you're coming back Sunday night. You come back tonight, or I'll quit the station.
Okay, well then you're gonna have to because I'm not. I am coming back on Monday.
Well then, if you're not there for that show next week, I will quit the station.
Okay, well this will be a great last show then.
It'll be what?
Great last show then.
Yeah, then no one can fucking hear.
That works for me because then I can have me Monday afternoons back.
No. There is a slight. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start doing a podcast again then.
Okay.
So it's gonna be every Monday. It's called the Ray Peacock Podcast. Like my very old one.
Yeah.
It's gonna be called that, and it's literally just me ringing Barry Dodds on a Monday. That's all it is.
And then just leaving voicemail if he's not there.
I know he's got an answer. He's got an answer.
So you just keep calling and keep calling.
He's legally obliged to answer.
I think this classes is like. You said I had to do another 12. I think because of the effort, and I've come down here.
So what effort?
Driving.
Oh.
So did I say you've got to? Did I force you? You said to me, "Oh, I'd like to go to it."
No.
I'd like to see how a radio station works.
Yeah.
As if it's some latter day Jim will fix it. As if I just gone. Oh yeah, don't worry, Barry. I'll sort it out if you come and look at a radio station. What do you want to do next week? Me take that.
No, but I think this counts as like a hell of a. I think this counts for 12.
No way!
Fucked. Not on any level.
No, this adds some more on. Because...
In fact, with that lip, I'm putting another 3 on it.
Yeah, I think right? So. Oh, at least that was quite generous.
You've got 15 to go.
I was going to go 5, but okay.
This doesn't even count. It's just a day out for your Barry.
Yeah, this doesn't count. This doesn't knock anything off the list.
This isn't even one of the interviews that we were talking about. This is like a week off where we're just hanging together.
Right.
That's what's happening now.
Okay.
I'm doing Sky News next Monday morning.
Okay.
I've arranged it so that when I'm in London. I'm going to be so tired because it's like a 4 o'clock start.
Oh.
I'm doing Sky News in the morning, then I'm going to come over to Food Bar and do the show in the afternoon. But
you
I am going to be
You can still
fucked.
Do that, though. Just You can do it with...
Who am I doing the show with?
Adam.
What, just me and Adam?
Yeah.
Right.
Barry, you can get down there.
Yeah, Barry, come down with me.
No, busy.
Well, you don't know busy. That. Definitely not.
Well, you're on the show on the phone anyway.
Yeah.
All right, then. Do you know what? I will do it with Adam.
Okay,
I'll do it with Adam, and I want another lady in the studio as well.
Where am I finding a lady from?
I don't know. It's not my problem.
Why do you want another lady in
Producer?
The studio?
Because I don't like the all-male environment.
Okay.
I want there to be a girl there. I mean, admittedly, you're more of sort of a demonstration of a girl. You're not an actual... Sort of, you're just like a big-handed, floppy-lobed sort of man-woman. But I mean...
Yeah, definitely off next Monday.
We'll get someone.
Yeah. I was going to cancel that, but no.
We could get like a genuine woman.
I'm going to last like for a real 2 weeks. 2 weeks now, and no one even going to be there. I'm just going to stay in
Let's
the field.
Let's get a real woman for next week.
What do you mean as a guest?
No, to co-present with me. No, I'm not saying that you co-present because you definitely don't. You definitely don't. You normally just flap about looking at tweet. You know what often happens? You go, oh, and I go, what? And you go, oh no, something happened to read on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you just say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect? I'm going to shout at you because you took a week off without permission.
Fine. Okay.
She's in a genuine huff.
I have no desire
like she
to
did
argue
that, like
today.
She did that other time. That other time when she lost the temper on air, which is my favourite.
You probably didn't.
My
hear that
favourite thing. Moment ever.
Exactly.
I think
the
term is I lost my
shit. It
I
was
did
amazing.
Do that. I did do that. Andy Butler, I imagine you would do the same. Why if someone grabbed your
don't,
phone,
don't try and detract to Andy Butler.
If say if Ray grabbed your phone and then tweeted from your account.
Right. So I'm just as you're telling the story, yep. I'm going to say what actually happened.
Okay.
You say I grabbed your phone.
I handed it to you to look at a tweet. Right.
That's important. That's really important.
But I didn't think you would go on
Twitter. No. That's nothing to do with it. Well, what's really important is I didn't grab your phone.
Okay, you didn't grab my phone.
You gave me your phone.
To look at a tweet that had just come in.
You gave me your phone with Twitter already on there.
Yeah.
You gave me Twitter on your phone. Right.
When the trust broke
That's
down.
Fine. Carry on the story.
And then from my account tweeted, I can't remember the exact, but I remember the phrase was, I will drink literally any spunk. Literally any, please right. RT. Now, I wasn't thrilled right. about that, Andy Butler, I'll be honest.
All right.
Now, I'm the first person to say here that that's a naughty thing to do.
Yes.
What I will say in my defence,
mm-hmm.
A, you handed me your phone.
Yeah.
B, you know what I'm like.
Well, I think I definitely learned that day.
You know what I'm like.
Yeah.
C, you watched me do it.
I didn't watch you typing the words because you were the other side of the desk and I can't read upside
down. I could pull up a recording
down.
Of that show where you're saying, what are you doing, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm saying,
don't
what are you
tweet
doing?
Something from my Twitter.
Yeah, and then
right?
I went,
so you knew I was doing
but
it.
But then did not see me try and run round to get the phone. I did jump off
did,
my seat and run round
I did see you try and run,
to
yeah.
grab the phone off you.
But
and
at
you
that point,
and Adam didn't help.
I was very distracted by your bosoms bouncing up and down when you were running.
Oh.
Right? Which I don't even think is even a sexist what? Thing to say. That is just what happened.
I'll take that compliment today because I haven't had any other ones, have I? So.
Yeah, but then I looked up to your hair and I was like, oh no.
A compliment,
Barry.
Clip that, Adam. Just not going.
Yeah, I'll.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Barry. I think that's fine to be pissed off about it.
You remember my friend called and said someone's hacked your Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you told them I died in a car crash.
Yep. Right, and I think that even though that you're right to be pissed off,
yeah,
I still don't think it quite warrants. Genuinely losing your temper.
I saw red
air.
Mist. You know
but
what happens.
You said to me you can't remember it.
I have no record. You've got clips and stuff from there. I don't even remember saying half the stuff. And that's never happened to me in my entire life.
And what did I say after that? That I wanted it to happen every week.
You did, yeah. So you're pushing it with the ears and the hands
week.
And the hair.
The beard?
Yeah, more. Why not add more on? Yeah.
No, I mentioned a beard.
I said the hair. I didn't say beards, but let's just add more on.
We're all
so
just trying
week.
Not to look at it. We're all just looking away yes. and going, okay, don't. I mean, it's bad enough for it. We didn't mention a beard.
No, I didn't either. I said hair. Who had? I didn't say beard.
I think it's a beard.
Did anyone else hear me say beard?
Sorry, it's very distorted.
No.
So we're aware. Is it still distorted, by the way?
I'm just going to check.
All right, Nat's going to check the Twitter. We'll just have a moment while Nat checks
no,
the Twitter.
No, they've moved on to other things now.
What is it right now? Slagging you off or not?
Daniel Wallace is saying the curse of Dad's Army has taken a few.
Yeah, that's true, actually. There is a big curse on Dad's Army.
It's not time.
Phil is saying, maybe I missed my true calling as a proctologist with my long fingers. She could have saved lives.
Right. So I mean, do you need extra long fingers to be a proctologist?
I don't know.
It's not that far to go, is it?
Someone's asked. Oh, Scott has asked you. Did Ray like the Batman versus Superman trailer released at the weekend?
No, I didn't. But I've kept quiet about it because I think I might be the only person in the world who doesn't like it.
Okay.
Do you know what I find like, just with DC generally as a thing, and Zack Snyder particularly.
Yeah.
It's just so humourless. It's just so up its own arse. And so, what's the matter?
Is that the one Ben Affleck's playing Batman?
Yes.
And Superman is Henry Cavill.
Yeah, Cavill, I think.
Cavill.
Why are you looking uncomfortable as if you've fucked one of them?
No, I was just thinking. I was doing it in my head to go if I had to.
Sorry, yeah. So your immediate response to this discussion is, if I had to fuck one of them.
No, I was thinking which superhero, if I had to take a side of a superhero.
Where's this come from?
Just in case you need to, get that sorted. Batman or Superman, I think
well,
I'd go...
Well, don't have sex with Superman.
Why? Kryptonite.
Think of the logic of that.
He'd be handy though in a rush.
He'd
get you there.
No, he wouldn't be handy in a rush. He'd probably come out the back of you.
I didn't mean I didn't mean a rush in sex. I meant just if you wanted to be like, oh, train's delayed, Superman will... Excellent.
Oh, so you... Oh, right, I see. So we've gone from sex to you're now marrying and settling down with Superman.
Yeah, and he's giving me a lift, so...
It's not... A human being could not have sex with Superman. If we have the genuine...
What about Lois Lane?
She can't. It's impossible.
Have they not...
Everything in it... If he came inside Lois Lane, it would literally take the top of her head off.
But, so what, is it very chaste? So they just did a bit of kissing then?
Well, firstly, it's not real, but...
Oh, that's true, yeah.
The logic of it. I don't know if they're together, are they? Superman and Lois Lane.
I haven't seen the film, so I don't know.
Okay.
Any of the films. So
well, to answer your question, whoever you were again, was it Daniel, was it?
It was Daniel. No, it was Phil Scott. Scott, sorry, it was Scott. Phil Daniel Scott. It was Paul Leonard Scott.
Actually pays tax, this woman. She actually pays tax on a wage. Mm. No, I didn't like it. And it's because I just think it's so up its own arse. I really do.
Okay.
And then you see a bit of slow motion, you're like, oh, I'm not watching slow motion for 2 hours.
Right.
And that's all Zack Snyder's films all are. Andy Butler, what are your thoughts on this?
Action films.
Zack Snyder particularly. Do you know Snyder's films?
Don't know.
Did Watchmen, did Superman.
Dawn of the Dead remake.
I'm a rom-com guy, which doesn't obviously help my case.
Oh, rom-com.
A rom-com guy is a rom-com. Yeah, what's your favourite one? Like, you've got mail?
Yeah.
That is a cracking movie.
Dirty Dancing. I bet you love a bit of Dirty Dancing.
No.
Nobody puts Andy
I'm
Butler
more like
in the
corner. The Holiday.
Oh, yeah. The good Christmas film. Cameron Jack Diaz. Jude Law, I like that film.
Wasn't that universally just annihilated, The Holiday?
It was, but I liked it.
Oh, no. New Year's Eve, I'm thinking of.
Oh, that was as well.
No, that was terrible.
Oh, okay. So you're not a superhero man?
No.
Okay.
Rom-com. Do you like any rom-coms?
Not really.
What's your favourite rom-com is, would you say?
The Holiday shouts out to me.
Oh, but you're not going to watch that now.
Do you like anything that like boys would like?
Sex.
Sex, yeah. Sex. A bit of heterosexual sex. Yeah. Andy Butler likes heterosexual sex.
Clip that.
Zack Snyder's a director. He did Watchmen and he did... What was the one he did? You said he did both?
Dawn of the Dead remake.
How was that?
Really controversial because Dawn's so loved. That when it was...
Sorry, is Dawn a character in the film?
Is that a lady?
No, Dawn of the Dead.
I can't believe that your obsession to horror films has got to the point where you've just given one a girl's name.
Just pet names for the film.
Dawn of the Dead, or Dawn as I think of her.
Well, it's a very loved film, and when they were going to do the remake, everyone was up in arms. But in fact, what he actually did was he took the idea of the film and made his own. And it was actually really quite good.
Okay, all right. Well, give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. I mean, Watchmen was fine. It was just like...
It's long.
It was always going to be too long. But Alan Moore took his name off it. He just said, I'm having none of that. But he'd have done that for any film. He doesn't like his comics to become films because he did them as comics. But I just found it... Actually, it's a slow motion. He just uses so much slow motion. Or any little bit of action... Straight to slow motion, bullet time stuff. It's like he's watched The Matrix when he was a kid and gone, I'm going to do this for an entire film. And it just, I can't be doing with Zack Snyder. So I'm sure he's a nice man, but I watched that trailer and was just, and then I went onto Twitter wanting people to be saying, oh, this looks terrible. And everyone was like, oh, it's so brilliant. Take my money a minute. I was like, oh, God, I'm in a minority here. So I just didn't get involved.
Okay.
But no, I wasn't. It didn't impress me. But I've not seen the movie, man, so I'm not going to review the movie based on the trailer, but I'm kind of just bored with DC stuff.
Okay.
My Marvel boy.
Well, Phil tweeted in saying, High Fidelity, one for you, Andy Butler. I agree with this.
High Fidelity
is a guy's rom-com. Shaun of the Dead is a rom-zom-com, both excellent. So High Fidelity's good.
I haven't seen High Fidelity.
Because
it's a boy's... That's
a boy's rom-com.
Andy has got no interest. Andy Butler has got no interest. Oh. In a film that's for boys.
Okay.
Right?
About Time. You seen that?
Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah. It's a Richard Curtis one,
felt like... I didn't watch that film, but when I saw the trailer, I think it's the closest I've come to knifing the cinema screen. I'm going to get out of my seat and I'm going to do damage to the cinema.
The premise of it, getting in a wardrobe to go back in time.
The fact they're even promoting this.
Oh, it's actually quite a nice film. I liked it. Bill Nye, he's always good, isn't he?
He can fuck off as well.
Why?
I'm done with him. I'm done. Because it just... It's that same thing again where people just get a bit of credibility. Bill Nye has been going for so many years, so long. He was in Guest House Paradiso.
Oh, okay.
Was it Guest House?
The Rick
Mail one, that A. Edmondson directed. He was in that.
All right, okay.
And he's kind of like just a nice little character actor in that. And then he did some Curtis films.
Mm.
And just turned into this sort of parody of himself.
Mm.
I think, anyway.
Did you see the film that he did about the miners?
Pride. I watched that on Saturday, actually.
What did you think?
Half an hour too long, but I liked it.
How long was it?
2 hours.
All right, so you're capped at 90 minutes.
For some films, but that film, I looked, how much is left? I went, oh, it's got another hour on it. You know, so it was a really good first hour.
I just thought, though,
I love that Nat watches films on a timer.
I do, I count down.
If this goes over this time, I'm not watching any more of it. I don't care how much I'm enjoying it.
Do you not have counting down on films?
No, I just watch the film.
Just so I know, if it's 2 hours,
Sorry, Duds.
No, I just, because Mark Maud raved about it, and I thought, this is going to be brilliant. But what it just set itself up too quickly, and I thought it was trying too hard.
What is it? Tell me about it.
Manipulate emotion.
It was during the miners' strike, Thatcher, and it was the.
That was amazing. Like, I didn't know what the miners' strike was. Oh, yeah, it's the miners' strike, you know, Margaret Thatcher.
Milk Thatcher.
One of my favourite films of all time is Brastoff.
Oh, yeah, so that's a lovely film. Yeah,
it's not lovely.
Would you?
A boy tries to commit suicide, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Brastoff?
No, sounds deep, though. It's kind of The Green Mile.
That's not a rom-com.
I'm just trying to list any kind of...
I'm with you on that. I love that. Brilliant film.
Yeah. Andy Butler's been over there going, I think of a boy's film.
Yeah. Better than Best I had was Titanic.
Shawshank.
There's a boat involved.
Sorry, did you say your favourite film's Titanic? Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't know what to... How do we sack Andy Butler?
Oh, right. You just made him producer. So you...
I've made a huge mistake.
Oh. Clip
I'm on
that,
a six-week
Adam.
Trial as well.
Oh, no. He's got 6 weeks of this. Well, maybe what we should do then, so we're next here in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Maybe we should set films for Andy Butler to watch.
Okay.
Right, there's a film called Inside.
Oh, no!
Don't
do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself.
I'm going to make notes, haven't seen it.
You might like it.
Oh, no, you won't like it.
I've got a copy of it.
Andy, he will quit if you make him watch that.
Look, can you just not speak out loud the conspiracy that's going on underneath?
I don't want him to watch it, because I don't want anybody
else to watch it. Is it a Boy Meets Girl story?
Kind of. Andy Butler has got his own mind, and he can decide
for
himself.
Family film.
He can decide for himself, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Don't get put off too quickly. It's about a lady who's in a car crash with her husband, and he dies in the car crash. Not very nice at the beginning. But the lady is pregnant with his child. She was already pregnant. She was pregnant.
Yeah.
And basically, it's kind of a nice film about how she. Have you seen what's the Kevin Smith film? The
which one?
The one that was really slag, but it's actually a brilliant film.
With Affleck. Red. And, Affleck.
No, with Affleck and J Lo was in it as well. But she dies
in childbirth.
Oh,
Jersey Girl.
Have you seen Jersey Girl?
Nope, heard of it.
Brilliant film. Really huge.
Yeah, I really like that.
It was slagged off because
it was
Affleck and J Lo were in it. It's the time of the Ben Affleck J Lo thing. That thing, and it took flack because of that. But the actual film is brilliant, and it's about basically the Ben Affleck and J Lo having a baby. She dies in childbirth, and he brings up the girl himself. That's what it's about, and that's similar to what Inside's about, which is about a lady whose husband dies, and then she carries on the pregnancy. Obviously, you know. After his death.
Yes.
And it's basically about her about her pregnancy.
Yes. About.
I've got a copy of it if you want to watch it.
No, it sounds interesting.
It's called Inside, but you've got to watch all of
it. It's French. How are you with French films?
It's got subtitles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're there. It's fine.
Okay.
I love that you thought we were just going to give you a film and say, there you go, there's a French dictionary as well. Do your best with it, mate. Right, so we'll get Andy Butler to watch Inside.
Oh, God.
Did you watch Martyrs, Nat?
Do you know what? Weirdly, it wouldn't play on either my DVD player or my computer. And when I read up about it,
I thought, it's a lie.
Thank God. No, actually, yesterday I was ready to watch it.
When I watched Inside, what are you watching movies on, Andy Butler?
Laptop, Netflix.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff.
You might struggle, because Inside, it doesn't play on a PS4. I know that.
It doesn't play on a DVD
player. It played on the PS3.
Okay.
So I do know that.
It did play.
I've got to play at PS3.
Okay, it'll play on that. Be absolutely fine.
It's my little brother's. Does he need to watch it as well? Or
how old is he?
I mean, he's just hit 13. So
No. I don't think so.
Would he put a 13-year-old be all right? Be all right with it?
Sure, he'd probably be all right with it.
I think it is an 18.
Morally.
Is it an 18?
It's certainly.
Yeah, I think it's an 18.
At least an 18.
What do you think it is? A 25?
I think it should be. It should be a 25. Yeah.
I think the version that's out.
Do you think it's
UK,
an X?
The UK version's an 18, but I think that's.
Oh, you gave us the unrated one, didn't you? Thanks for that. Thanks, B-Dods.
We got uncut. What's cut in it, Dods?
Well, I'll tell you what is cut. Don't want to spoil that.
We don't want to spoil it for Andy Butler. Okay, that's fine. All right, I'll get it to you, man. Are you in here every day?
Yes.
Right, I'll drop it off at some point this week. And you can watch that. And then a week on... 2 weeks on today, we'll come back and we'll see what you thought of Inside.
Yeah.
That's assuming that we come back.
Yeah.
Well, we don't. I mean, it's like we're having technical trouble.
That's
aren't we?
True. We have to. We'll discuss that afterwards. But I'm just thinking that we are. So, Andy Butler thinks we are.
I'll get a DVD if you're not. So it's not all.
That's
bad.
True. Fine. Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
What we plan to do after this show.
Yeah.
Was for you to come back to my house for half an hour.
That's true.
Before you're picked up.
Yeah.
And then I went outside, and when I came back, you changed that plan to.
I hadn't changed it.
Why were you not coming to my house anymore?
Because
I made a joke about us having sex. Because I won't have sex with you, particularly not in my house.
Oh God, please.
Not in my own house. I didn't think God.
It's raining. We know how I feel about rain.
That'd be even better, though. No. Think how sexy my hair will be
my
in the rain.
My hair just go crazy.
Oh,
no.
Come on, it'd be great.
No, that wasn't why.
Why is the plan been changed?
Because the person that's picking me up...
Duncan.
Yeah, he, as you know, I don't get... Well, I don't know. I didn't know what we were saying, what we weren't saying. Well, I don't
Duncan get, owns the station, I so don't I, think get, we, I think we can mention him.
Okay, so he's taking me back to the just station.
Unless HMRC are listening and then don't know who it is.
He's. I don't get any service where I am currently, as in no service. Just got.
I'll give you some
Wi-Fi
service.
Here. So therefore, if he can't find your house, right. I don't want to be stuck in Winterfell all night, do I?
You could throw a brick from the station and it would hit my house.
That's not true.
All right, Henry Cavill could throw a brick and it would hit my house.
Fine, get him, rustle him up, and he'll give me a trip to the station.
Rustle him up. I can't remember how we even got to this point. Oh, Zack Snyder's films. I don't like them.
Oh yeah. Max has tweeted in.
Why?
He's asked, ever had a paranormal encounter?
Are you asking me?
Just the room, I think. Right. I think Max is asking.
I'll tell you my one. The only thing I could think was possibly that. I'm kind of open-minded to it, by the way. Even though I take the mick out of Dodds about his beliefs, I'm kind of open-minded to it.
He's doing... Well, I don't know what that means.
Oh, I can't see him because he's going to screen.
He's going like that. What was that? What's that
nothing.
Code for?
What are you excited about?
Nothing.
Do you want a wee? Do you need a wee?
Oh, no, yeah. Do you need a toilet?
Barry, do you need to go to the toilet?
No, just we could have had a paranormal encounter because I did organise a night.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just going to say this first. Let me say this first. We'll come back to that, though. I'm not avoiding that. I was in a hotel in Torquay many, many years ago as a child. And through the window, the back window, I saw what appeared to be a figure holding a strip light. You know, right. Like a strip, yeah. Lit up, like yes. a white strip light lit up. This was before you could buy those things. I've got a couple in my house.
Bulbs.
Oh, Jesus, what? No, you know you can buy the long strip lights now that you can put anywhere in your house, like they're normally like pink or blue or whatever.
Oh, like those glow sticks ones.
Like similar to that.
Yeah.
This is before you could buy those. Okay. So a strip light couldn't come out of a ceiling and be anywhere else in your house. Okay. It was just always in the ceiling. So I saw a dark figure in the darkness with what appeared to be holding a strip light, like a lightsaber, essentially, holding that, okay, just outside the place, so outside looking in. So their face was lit up by this light. I saw them looking in, and I got proper upset. I was like, someone outside. And then we went outside, me and my parents and stuff, and there was nobody there, and there was no way they could have got out of there either.
Because
you just went around the back of the hotel. That's the only thing that's ever happened in my life that I thought could only be explained as something paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I still think there must be another explanation for it.
Not necessarily.
But that's my... No, almost certainly. Okay. But that's my... I could have just seen something wrong and it looked like that. Well, a reflection from something.
I think it probably was. I had one recently, didn't
you think
I?
It was a ghost? What, yeah. A DIY ghost?
Yeah, handy.
Someone going, where do you want this? what were they doing?
I think that sounds
like Dodds?
Sorry?
Yeah. Hey, Dodds? Paranormal? That's the question.
Oh, yeah, loads of things.
You've not?
I have.
You've not?
I have.
What?
Well, in fact, I just put something, I'm not sure how, because it's unlisted on YouTube because it was being sent to the owner of the house, but I spent a night in a house a few weeks back.
In Pontefract?
Yeah.
Haunted house.
Yeah, because I go...
House.
not haunted.
A house.
It's okay. A haunted house.
Which I found out this week, because Barry's been trying to arrange for me to go to this, and I wanted to go to it, and it's kind of, where are we up to with that? You got a night.
I got a date for it, yeah, which I won't say on air, but we did have a date, but you couldn't make it.
Well, I don't. I technically could, but it'd be... I'm doing Sky, so I'm doing Sunrise in the morning, and then I'm doing the radio show, and then... that's not the actual day of the thing.
No, no.
That's not the day of the thing.
No.
That's that week, though. It's on that week, isn't it? We can say that, by B dots.
Right, yeah. Right. It's on that
week. It's in that week at some point.
But you couldn't make it.
So that's my start of the week, is that...
Yeah,
but and then I have knock on things.
All right, fair enough.
You haven't got time to go
it's
to the house.
It's quite frightening that I can only hear Barry's voice.
Yeah,
he's behind a screen.
Him.
It is like Poltergeist.
Yeah.
It's like I'm shouting for Carol Ann to come out of it.
B-Dods,
can you hear me? Come to the light, B-Dods.
Well, when we're in the house, we have...
What I found out is it costs a fortune, is what I found out as well.
Oh, does it? How much it cost?
It doesn't cost a fortune.
Mate, it costs a fortune!
How much?
It'll cost a fortune if you go through one of these sort of paranormal groups. What?
Can I say the amount?
Yeah, please do.
No.
No, no, do you know what? All right. Yeah.
You can say no. If you don't want to, I won't.
More than 100.
No, go for it. But I'm getting. Right. I'm getting a special rate on it.
Yeah, but can I say what the special rate is?
Yeah.
Right. 50 notes.
50 quid.
Yeah.
For a night in a house.
For me to stay in a house that's supposed to be haunted.
Why do you want? Sorry, I don't understand why you.
50 quid.
Why would you pay? I don't. If you should pay you to stay in a haunted house or a house, who would pay to go?
I'm not
sure
that would make good business sense for them. They're not.
Yeah, but if what happens if something happens?
Please come to our house. Here's some money.
It can't be haunted there because what if the ghost? Well, a friendly ghost.
No,
brilliant.
Okay,
brilliant. Is it a friendly? This is amazing.
Well, what happens if something really
what
bad
would a friendly
happens?
Ghost do, Nat? What would a friendly ghost do? Like if it was a friendly ghost, what would
spoon,
they do?
Spoon you.
I say. So you're just going to. So in your head, when you go to a haunted house, you just go there and have a kip and then get up in the morning. So you pay 50 quid, you go to the haunted house, get your head down, sleep, up in the morning, off you go. Didn't see any ghosts, fast asleep.
Yeah, spoon
although
me.
I did feel spooned, so it might be a friendly ghost in there.
Yeah, nice.
Fucking crazy.
What do you want it to do? Kill you?
Well, I guess you go looking for... I don't know. What do you do in the house, Barry?
You sort of wait and look for something to
just
happen.
Wait. So you pay 50 quid to go in a stranger's house and wait.
That's a lot better than having a kip, isn't it? I'd rather do my plan.
Well, the whole...
I mean, I'll pay her 50 quid if she just goes to sleep.
Oh, would you? Because I am tired.
The idea of getting you, and think this through now, going to a haunted house with you...
Yeah.
You going to bed...
Yeah.
I will pay 50 quid for that.
Fine, let's do it. Find one. Find me one.
Do you think we're just going to leave you alone?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
do you think we're going to go, keep it down, everyone? Yeah, Nat's asleep upstairs.
Yeah.
The things we could do, I mean, this sounds slightly threatening, doesn't it? I don't mean sexual, but I mean, the things we could do to you.
What, like shave my hair off or something?
I wasn't really thinking about that, but no, but great idea. I'll pop it
on the
list.
Oh, no, that's on the list. Barry, cancel that. Cancel the room.
Cancel the room. Clip that, Adam. now we're going to have Barry, and then we're going to have Barry cancel the room. what do you do when you get there, Barry?
Well, because I've got loads of bits of equipment and things, so sort of set them up.
Do you hear that, Nat?
Yeah. Cancel the room.
It's got all the equipment, don't worry.
What equipment, sorry?
There's these things called EMF readers, K2 meters.
Basically, people on the internet. EMF? People on the internet, basically, they go in the garage and they go, right, let's nail some of this stuff together.
Yeah.
Right, let's get a screw in the bottom. Right, let's put that away. All right, give us that bit of metal there. Let's attach that to that. Right, give us a wire. Does that have to do anything? No, just make it look like it does do something.
Yeah.
Right, put a wire, just tie that around the end. There we go. Pop that on the internet. EMF reader.
50 quid. Barry,
hey, Ghost Hunters, 200 quid this, mate. It's good. It's like what they're using Ghostbusters, mate. It'll only work if there's a ghost there. Go on.
So, yeah, take that in.
Best way.
What does it do?
EMF read, it'll
What's
measure.
What does it stand for?
Electromagnetic frequency.
Made up?
Yeah. No? EMF reader, basically, no. If it finds a ghost, it just goes, duh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So take that. Motion sensors.
Yeah, take that as well.
Picked
up that.
Oh, fuck the
Got an EMF reader.
I'm not bothered.
Take that reader.
Do you know, he's
Mariah Carey
fucking
reader.
Cocky now, isn't he? Proper cocky now when he chickened
what?
Out and spent the night.
I'm not chickened out.
I see. Now I know what you were doing. He was doing that for ages and I couldn't work out
what
he was doing.
Oh, what's that?
He was calling
doing?
You a chicken.
I can't see him.
He was calling you a chicken.
No, I'm not bothered. Mate, I love the idea of going to haunted house and being terrified. I love the idea of that.
Yeah. You should have brought the EMF reader in here and gone around here today and see if
good point.
Going
find out if the studio's haunted.
These buildings are about 20 years old by the look of them.
Someone could have died?
Yeah, still could be a ghost, Barry. Yeah. Oh, sorry. How pious are you, mate? Can't have a ghost in this building.
Yeah.
Got to be an old building by a piss-take landlord who charges you $5,000 to stay there for a week.
Does the EMF reader only pick up ghosts for longer than 20 years ago?
Fucking Wakefield, they're rubbing their hands together with people like Barry
Dodds. I'm getting slammed by Nat now.
Tell you what,
mate, if you could see the eyes she's given me, it's proper vicious. Is this because of the 8 out of 10 thing?
Yes.
What was it? 8 out of 10's good now.
No, it wasn't that. It was
it's particularly
hands.
Good
it
for you.
Oh,
particularly.
I was trying to take the focus off the ears.
You'd never do that. Unless you've got any tarpaulin in your boot. So what did you do, Barry, when you get there? You get your EMF reader, you take that reader. Nat's joke, but I'm running with it. Yeah. What was the other thing you have? A motion sensor.
Motion sensors, yeah, you set them up.
Now, would a ghost set off a motion sensor?
If they move something.
Yeah, but they can't, they're invisible.
All right, okay, can I see this, Barry? If a ghost came in here now, right?
Yeah.
And I threw a cup at it, what would happen? I threw a cut. It's a ghost of a man. It's an old man.
I imagine the cup would go through him.
Right.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, why would it set off a motion sensor?
If it moved something.
Now, and I'm honestly not taking the piss.
You are?
I'm not.
But carry on.
I'm genuinely not. I'm looking at the logic of this. If a cup goes through it, right, how does it then, how is it able to move something itself?
Good point.
Because surely its hand would go, so say the ghost, so if the ghost wanted to move the cup, it could, but if the cup came at the ghost, it would go straight through it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How does that work?
All right,
work?
So there's no argument with that then,
right,
is there
not? Okay, well, that's that clear,
doesn't it? He's applied the same logic to it as the T-1000. Like what? Surely it just, it wouldn't be able to grab anything because it would just be... It would just go,
yeah, because it would go straight through. It can't something. Touch anything because it would go... If you're saying throwing something at it, it would go straight through it.
What well, there's it? Lots of different theories on, yeah. on what they are.
Okay, yeah, we've got time.
Yeah.
Well, poltergeist activity is meant to be... Well, again, there's loads of theories on that. Is it sort of... Because a lot of these things tend to happen around sort of emotional teenagers that are sort of fueling it. Yeah. Like the Enfield haunting and the house in Pontefract 30 East Drive, they sort of happened when the kids started hitting adolescence as well.
Good point. Well, we're not actually asking this. What, so what's the history of that house? Why is it meant to be haunted?
The history, well, apparently there was a monk who was...
You don't like monks, remember?
Oh, we have asked about this, haven't we?
We did. We talked about the black monk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the black monk, yeah.
Why has it got to be a black monk? What? Tell me it, Barry, again.
So, apparently he raped and murdered a young girl.
That's not a monk thing to do.
Well...
great. Lovely.
But he got...
I don't like this monk.
I don't know if any of the local papers here need a journalist. Someone who'll do opinion pieces for you. Whenever there's a disaster, well, that wasn't a very nice thing to do, was it, Bin Laden? That's not the done thing to do, is it? No. Not Salman.
Not for a
Salman?
Monk.
Salman Rushdie, I was going to say.
Salmon?
It's not even Salman Rushdie, go on.
And he was hung and thrown down a well, which apparently is what the house is built on top of.
The house is built on a well?
Yeah.
And he's trapped in the well?
Well, oh, his energy is.
His
supposedly.
Energy is trapped in a well. Who builds an house on a well?
Small.
Was it not filled in, the well?
Well, it must... Well, the house was built in the 50s, I think. But it's under there somewhere. Look, I...
All the details here.
Well, I wasn't expecting this level of interrogation.
Look, I want,
there's a book somewhere where you can read about it.
I'm not interrogating. I want to believe. I want to. Right? But I need you to back it up with things for me. So I want. So I'm not taking the piss at all. I want it to be true.
What does the monk do now, then?
Help! Yeah. Someone's built a house on this well. Down the well. It basically pleads. Can't get out. Maybe things go straight through me.
What if it's a monk that took a vow of silence?
Good point. Maybe that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Maybe this monk, maybe this ghost monk is desperately like knocking things over.
Because he can't
say, I'm in the well. He can't even say that because he's got a vow of silence.
Exactly, yeah.
So he's just like tipping drinks over and stuff. Going, and people go, it's a poltergeist. He's like, no, I'm not going to talk.
A question from
Daniel. Could it write? Could the monk write? Can it take control of a pen and write?
Apparently,
can't,
no, so
can't,
yeah.
Can't hold the pen. How can? Oh, can it hold a pen now?
Apparently, they found some crucifixes,
some blotting paper. I'm asking. Don't get defensive.
Can it graffiti?
Apparently, it did in the house.
It graffitied.
Yeah.
Oh, spray can.
I don't know.
Okay.
If you just peel the wallpaper off, it says Ray Terrett, you are the best. That's an amazing joke. No one will get it.
Daniel Wallace has asked, you could probably answer this, Barry.
Go
who
on.
Do the ghosts bank with, or do they pay cash?
What, you mean the payment for the house?
Yeah.
Oh, the ghost. Does the money go to the ghost?
I think so.
No, there's somebody owns the house.
Nah, I'll just now go, that's not very good for a monk, is it? A monk shouldn't be exploiting
shouldn't
people.
Shouldn't be getting money. Poverty.
Shouldn't be being a capitalist.
Well, chastity, but this monk didn't have that one, did he? If he was going around being all rapey.
Yep. So is that the end of that discussion? I was doing quite well then.
Yeah, I think so. I feel battered.
Right.
Why do you feel battered? No one's attacking you. I think Nat is a little bit, but I'm genuinely not. I'm genuinely not. I want to believe in it. I'm suspicious of whoever takes the rent on this house.
Well, the house was bought by the person who was the producer of the movie that came out about it called When the Lights Went Out, and it was bought as a publicity stunt.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's where there's a girl who gets dragged up the stairs by her neck.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the house.
Yeah.
It's that house now, where that happened.
And
that one.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to be dragged up
no,
the stairs.
No, someone shouldn't.
Neck.
People shouldn't do that, should they not?
No, it's not a very nice thing to way to behave, is it?
Well.
Just waiting for a moment to put a song on. Keep going, Barry.
Yeah, just whack a song on.
No, I want to hear.
The guy bought the house as a publicity stunt to promote the movie, and
put some creepy music on underneath your talking. Go on.
Okay. He bought the house and knew it was going to be the Crystal Maze.
Oh, okay.
That's
creepy.
He,
is it Richard O'Brien?
Do you know what this is like today? This is genuinely like look, three teenagers who've gone, we could do a podcast.
Yeah.
Let's just sit down and talk. But come on, I'm still trying to hear the story, Barry.
He bought the house to have...
This producer plug.
Yeah, to have the premiere of the movie in, which he did. It was a competition. A couple of guys won. They went and spent the house, watched the movie. It got lots of press. Of course, the movie's been and gone now. Bloke still owns the house.
Right.
And he's a businessman. And what he does is he hires it out to paranormal groups who go and spend, like, 6 hours in the house at a time.
At top dollar as well.
What he charges them is top dollar, and then they also add their own fees on top and then advertise for people to come and spend the night in. So it was about 50 quid for us to spend all night and
each.
All day. Yeah.
Each, by the way.
For a very small group.
You have to share a bed then, do you?
Nah, nobody's going to bed.
I mean, I would. They become.
No, we know you would, but
you'd be
but
tired, wouldn't you?
But given what Barry wants to do, there.
Oh, you want to stay?
No one's going to bed. Yes. Is that right?
Just set the EMF thing up. And it'll just beep if it sees something, and then just go to bed.
Yeah, or maybe just give them a computer, stick it on Skype, and you can stay at home and watch the ghosts.
That's true.
It's the experience of going there, isn't it? That's the point of it.
Yeah, but if you already don't believe it, so you'd go there and go, well.
At what point did I say I don't believe it?
Did you not just say that? Did you not just say that?
I said I want to believe it.
You said haunted house, and you went house.
Yeah, that's true.
That is, yeah.
I want to believe it. I really do. I'm actually kind of open-minded to it, but I will just ask. I am, totally.
That, yeah.
But I won't take anything on trust. I want it all proven. I want it all. I love the idea of it. If Barry can bring in some of his readings from an actual machine.
Well, we had
the EMF one.
We had this thing called a sweep radio, which sort of scans. It's a sweep radio, or some people call them ghost boxes. They scan through frequencies really quick. You put it in a little
sweet radio now.
Yeah. Sweep.
Sweet radio.
I've listened to that. It's good. Yeah. It's all the hits.
Covering Bedfordshire Hot. Go on.
I've actually got it on my phone, this bit of footage that a comic called Sam Gore, who was in the house, he filmed it. Where we were using this sweep radio in the bathroom of the house, and it was kind of giving us sort of noises and things, and then the batteries just died, which had happened all night in the house. And
well, the batteries died?
Of the radio that I'm holding.
Right.
And it just died and went, it's gone again, there's another set of batteries that died. And Sam behind the camera just went, if you're that clever, turn it back on, and it burst back into life. It's the second he asked that question.
You've got this on your phone?
Yeah.
Right. We're going to go and watch this now. I'm putting a song on.
We got Matt on the phone as well.
Oh God, we have as well. Yeah. When's Matt on?
Yeah, after this song.
All right, we'll have Matt, and we'll decide as well whether or not the footage we're about to view on Barry's phone.
Okay.
Final countdown. That was.
Well, yeah.
By Europa.
Oh, is that the cover?
That's what
cover
it says
band?
On there. It says Europa on there.
Oh, okay. I preferred the Europe one.
So you brought Europa, the final countdown,
didn't
and you also brought Woomf, There It Is, but it was 16 seconds long.
Some would say
you brought me the chorus
need.
To
that's
a song
you
I asked you for.
Some would say for that song.
I would argue that's probably true as well.
Yeah.
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Back. We looked at Barry Dodds's. Well, you didn't see it.
No.
I watched it.
Was it creepy?
Pretty much how he said it.
Creepy.
Pretty much what he said happened, but
do you see some strings attached? And
no,
wires,
no strings. No, and also, by the way, Barry's gone out for a cigarette because he said he's stressed.
He got really stressed.
He's
during
genuinely
that song,
stressed.
Didn't he? And he went, "Oh, I don't know how to deal with it."
But he'll be back. I'm sure he'll be back. We made him leave his car keys.
Yeah, we did.
I'm not sure. This isn't a disrespect to Barry, but I'm not sure that he would be that convincing of an actor that he is in that clip.
Okay, I'll have to watch that.
That's what I thought. Anyway, we're going to speak to Matt Reed now. Matt, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm very well, very well.
I'm fine as well, thank you.
Well, I mean, I assumed that. I heard your voice, you sounded chipper.
Manners,
sounded
chipper. Mate. Just good manners if I ask you how you are.
Well, when it comes to you, I mean, what does it matter? We're already friends, I don't need to convince you to be my friend.
Good, yeah, okay, yeah, switcheroo, got it back. Can I tell you what Natalie, my producer, said when she... Cause
but you don't have to.
I would argue that I got you on this show. Is that true?
Yep, there was some twittering backwards and forwards.
Yeah, and then I said, I'll get my producers to put you on.
Which she did.
She definitely got in touch as well.
Yeah, yep. That's a good start.
Gave him a call, didn't
what
I?
What she said to me...
She did, yeah.
She called me and said, can I ask you a question about Matt Reed? And I went, yeah. And she went, is he Irish or a Geordie?
Wow, that is borderline racism.
I think it's black and white racism, that.
Yeah,
how is that racist?
How is it racist?
Oh, God, we're not a race now, are we not? No.
That's like going at someone saying, what one are you?
Yep. Well, that is exactly what it is.
The Newcastle race? What does that mean?
We're half Vikings.
Oh, Vikings. Fucking hell, you're fitting on this show, mate. Yeah, we love a Viking.
It's all the books.
Because Viking is definitely
weeks.
A country.
Viking.
Yeah, from Viking. From Vike.
I'm from West Viking.
So really, how long have I known you for?
Forever and ages.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, about 6 years, I'd say.
I think it's probably more than that.
Met you in Bracknell. I remember the first time we met.
Is that right? Is that where we first met?
Is that on the...
Yeah, I was doing the one-man Star Wars trilogy warm-up. Because, you know, I'm doing all right.
I do remember that night. Was that the night? Wasn't Manford there that night as well? Jay Manford?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You were doing the Comedy Cellar. Yeah. And I was like, oh, look at him doing his little gig. It was really nice.
Oh.
And I came over.
And I was looking back at Matt and going, look at him supporting someone else.
And I came over and I thought, you know what, I'll make him cool by association with me.
Yeah.
I stood talking to you and everyone would go, wow, does he know Matt Reed?
Yeah.
And then everyone loves you from now on. Yeah. And look how famous you are now.
I know, I've appreciated it, mate. And now look what's happened now. Now you are a guest on my radio show, mate.
Yeah, but you it took two people to get us on this, you know what I mean? And I finally gave in and said, oh, go on then.
I've got people that I can just send. I go, oh yeah, I'll get on the radio show. I'll send someone else to arrange it. It's so important I am. I've just seen Matt. We've got Andy Butler is our assistant producer. We've only met him today.
Mm. Hi, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
This is Andy Butler.
Hi, Andy.
I just want to ask Andy a quick question. I've just seen on the desk there's a what I presume is a Bic pen.
Yeah.
With no insides to it at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
Is that when I see that I think has someone had a tracheotomy? Has that been an emergency tracheotomy in the studio?
Only the best here.
It was just there,
That's the first.
Barry Dodds has come back.
He's back.
Barry Dodds has actually come back.
Oh, he looks thrilled. He looks thrilled that he's come
bless
back.
Bless him.
Well,
so, Matt. This is
hi, your, Barry.
This is Barry's not on a mic at the moment.
He doesn't want to be.
Matt.
Yes.
This is your moment, right?
Yeah.
This is your moment. We're going to promote your show. We're going to have a chat.
Excellent news.
Right. This is going to be very good promotion for you.
The world needs to know.
The world. Do you know what? The world does need to know, man.
Yep.
Because I do you know what? I was looking at your press release. So your show's called Stalked.
Yeah.
You're at the Fringe doing Just the Tonic at the Mash House. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
20
that's
to 10?
20 to 10.
Yep. 6th to the 30th of August, except the 18th, you lazy, bone-idle fucker.
It doesn't even matter because I'm allowed to stop up that late and you're not, so you won't be able to see the show.
Well, you're allowed what?
Yeah, I'm allowed to stop up that late, 20 to 10. You're
Why are you not doing the 18th?
Why not doing it? Oh, it's a religious day for Vikings.
Fuck you. Right, so it's called Stalked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think? I think you've got a few stories bubbling under that I think you should turn into full-length shows.
I mean, none of them Christian.
It doesn't matter. I genuinely do. And so I was glad when I saw that you were doing this, because I was like, okay, that's one of those stories. That's one of those things that I mean, it's impressive that you've made it into a show, I think.
Oh, it was either that or cry about it forever.
Well, you did cry about it for a long time.
Well, I didn't cry.
You did cry.
I don't cry.
I saw you crying in the corner, so you were
crying. I watched up and I was fine, so...
I saw you when you were watching up and you were saying, oh, there's a lot of grit in this cinema. Some of it has got in my eye and I'm not even upset that his wife's died. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Okay, so tell us about the show.
Well, long-term goal. 2010
was... Galaxy far, far away? I'm not...
No, it was definitely... I was on the interweb, so it's kind of the future.
Okay, yeah, it's future.
Yeah, and I was talking to a lass online, and it all just spiraled out of control. Because, right. Do you know what? I fell in love with her like an idiot. Because, I mean, it's not a Richard Curtis film. But
that's Andy Butler out there.
So I fell for a lass, and it became increasingly obvious that I wasn't going to be able to meet this girl. And then it became I got catfished, is what happened. Yeah. And then from being catfished, I got brutally stalked, yeah. And my life just got weirder and weirder. And all my friends tried to convince us not, but I'm a very stubborn man, so I had to see it through to the end until I managed to get it sorted myself.
So, do you know who this was then? Because I think, well, I'll tell you the last thing I heard, Matt, is that I remember the time you talking about this girl that you'd met, and I remember you, and you were proper smitten and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, right. And you were saying, I'm going meeting a hero, blah, 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 blah. And then we were chatting a fair bit at the time. Mm-hmm. And then it was a comedy promoter in the north of England who I'm going to keep nameless because of what I'm about to say about them. Mm-hmm. Was telling me what had happened, because he went, do you not know what happened with Matt Reed? And I went, what? He went, you know that last that Matt Reed was seeing? And, yeah. And then he told me the story. Mm-hmm. And he told it me with a degree of relish. He was kind of enjoying telling me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like, it was funny to him. And I was sort of stood there, like, I mean, I'll take the piss out of people in that, but I couldn't find anything funny. I was like, what? And then, I didn't know how to broach it. I don't think I ever did to broach it with you then.
Yeah.
Because I don't know whether you'd feel stupid about it or whatever, which is no reason why you should, but do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. I'll be honest, like, that was one of the, when I did find out, that was one of the biggest problems for me, like, when I found out that I was being duped.
Yeah.
I knew a lot, but, like, I'd been over the moon, and I'd been telling people,
yeah.
I've got this, and then, like, they turn around and go, yep, well, I look a bit of a dick.
Well, it's not, but it's a weird, I mean, you could watch, like, the programme Catfish, and you can, you know, mm-hmm. the temptation's always, when you're watching that, to just go, fucking hell, what's wrong with you? Why don't you?
Yeah.
Can you really not see what's happening here? But you don't, do you? You in that situation?
No,
you
no,
don't,
no. Wait,
don't
I was. I don't want to entirely blame it on this, but I lost my mum at the same time.
Of course, I remember.
I lost my mum, and it was at the same time that this woman had claimed that she'd lost her sister. So we had a bit of common ground there, and it was nice, and we were very supportive to each other. So we developed a bond because of that.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, you know, being nice and it all working out, she decided to turn into some sort of a lunatic.
Right.
So that is that is lovely.
When that promoter was telling me about it,
mm-hmm.
that I remember where it was as well, it was in York, and they were telling me about it, and we were talking about mm-hmm. it, and I remember that he was... It actually got to a point where I thought, is it you who's done this? Because I don't think at that time anyone knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And my initial response to it was, that's another comic. That's another comic.
Yeah, that's exactly what, you know what, I thought, and do you know, it got that bad that I was in that much of a, I lost weight. I mean, I'm not a big lad, and I lost 2 stone. Yeah. I mean, I looked like,
me?
I looked horrendous. I looked like some sort of concentration camp. It was vile. It was like absolutely horrendously thin. And I mean, I lost, and at one point I was getting a lot of gifts sent through the post. So she could back up her story. She claimed to be very rich.
Yeah.
And I was getting gifts through the door. I mean, totaling thousands of pounds of gifts coming through the door. And at one point, I was that insane and that confused about what was going on. I checked the address to see if it was my handwriting on the address.
Wow.
I know. I was absolutely twisted.
Mate, I thought fucking Tyler Durden.
That's from Fight Club. You probably won't have seen that.
No. You won't have seen Fight Club. Too busy watching Love Actually that day.
Yeah. Bit of Wimbledon.
Okay, so yeah, my mate was in Wimbledon. My friend was in it. Martin O'Brien. You met Martin, didn't you, Dads?
Oh, yeah.
My friend Martin, he's in the film Wimbledon.
Who did he play?
He was a journalist, didn't he? He's only in a couple of scenes. Oh, okay. Very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I sent him a picture the day because I saw it in a charity shop. I took a photo of it and sent it to him. Anyway, sorry, Matt, let's go back to banging on about your story.
Fly off on your tangents all you like.
Thank you. So you do know, so this is me learning now, so you do now know who this is?
Yes. I there was a there was a chase involved, the police were involved, it all kicked off one fateful night. Oh yeah, yeah, that was that's the meat of the story, like how it all came to a head. It was.
Well, I presume you can't tell us, because I presume that's a spoiler for your show.
Well, yeah, if you, I mean, like, yeah, it's her head in the box kind of situation.
Mm. Right. Okay.
I don't want to Kaiser Soze here.
There's a lot of film early, references there for Andy Butler.
Oh, Andy, right. I don't want to be the fact that the Scottish bloke died.
So is it for you? I mean, this sounds like just a completely redundant question, but there must be some element of this being cathartic for you to actually sort of spill this now.
Oh, do you know what? Like, it has been. I've told the story of like the bit at the end where I found her and wasn't it? I've told that story that many times, but the beginning of the story, I've got to open up. Like, I'm not an emotional man or much or anything. I mean, I'm cold. I'm dead inside.
It's slightly psychopathic.
Yeah, borderline. But I've got to open up and tell people like that I fell in love and how stupid I felt and stuff. And that to me is so alien. That's the difficult part of the show. The end bit, I love telling that story.
Right.
But I've basically got to tell you how cringy I was. Like,
But then again, think about it though, right? Because then all the lasses watching that will all be like,
oh, I know, but I mean, I don't have to.
Oh, it's lovely.
I am pretty fit. Like,
you're pretty.
That is what I've relied on, being attractive. That is how I've got to where I am in my career so far. Yeah. Which is why I've never been on telly.
You've never been on telly ever?
Twice. One absolutely appalling show called The Sack Race.
And one brilliant show called The News.
Yeah, The News.
What was the first one?
The Sack Race.
What's that?
I remember The Sack Race. Were you in that? Wasn't that?
Yeah, hi.
It's kind of like a game show where people had to try and get sacked from jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Were you in
it
there?
Does, doesn't I've it? Been, in theory, it
does sound
brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it'll be in the darker recesses of the internet, should you want to find it.
This is your first anime show, is that right?
Yes, it is.
That is
my first.
Mental.
It's me for 15 years now.
Insane. How old are you? What, you're 22?
Yeah, close. Mentally. Yeah. I'm 36 in August.
Okay.
On the 29th, say you're up in Edinburgh and you want to buy anyone a cake. That'll be me on the
29th. Oh, there's that joke, isn't there, about the Scottish cake? About the man that goes into a Scottish cake shop and says, "Is that a cake or a meringue?" And the man says, "No, you're right, it is a cake."
That is very good. Yeah, very good.
When you do that, do that on your show.
It's an accent
birthday.
Joke that you can get away with for not being racist.
Yeah, I didn't do the accent.
We don't get it. Andy Butler and I don't get that joke.
Right, sorry.
Am I wrong?
I'm doing some.
Barry, do you get that?
Essentially, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Oh,
I'm a
rang. I'm a rang. Yeah, right, okay.
It's essentially basic.
There's Barry in the little logic.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Got to do it. You've got to put something back. It's like Ailey Ellis.
Yeah.
She goes and works for them. Why is it taking you so long to go to Edinburgh? To the Fringe? Do a show there?
I'll be honest. There's a certain level of wankery I can't cope with.
Right.
I can't be nice to people I've got to be nice to. I'd rather be nice to people that deserve to be being nice to them. It's like, oh, hi, this man's... Like, the first time I ever went to Edinburgh, it was 2001, and I was taught this. And then, like, I kept going back because I quite enjoyed it up until the point where I actually did a show.
Right.
And me, Adrian, at the time said, oh, go and talk to this fella. He's very important. I was at this swanky party. It was a free bar. And I went up and he says, oh, go and talk to him. He's quite important. You know, it's nice to make friends. And they were just looking over my shoulder for someone more important.
Do you know what?
While I was talking to us. And I cannot stand that level of ill manners.
Yeah.
I just cannot stand it. And, like, I just went, oh, do you know what, I know you don't want to be my friend. I'm not that particularly fussed about talking to you. There's a free bar. You go and have a good time. I'll go and have a good time. He looked at us like he just wiped us off his shoe. You know,
right.
I was like, well, I'm sorry, but you don't get to be angry at me for you being rude to me.
But you know what? I became very aware recently that I do that. That I, when I'm talking to someone in a public, rarely at a party or whatever. It was that food. Oh. It was that party we went to a few weeks ago that Jim Davidson was at.
Oh yeah.
And it was when I was talking to Jim Davidson that I realised I do this.
Clang.
Yeah, I know. No, well, fucking clang. Like, it's not really clang, is it? It's more like, have you ever heard the noise of a trifle being tipped up? That was, I assure you, Matt, that wasn't a clang. But it was when I was talking to him that I realised I do it, that I do that, that I look over people's shoulders and that. But I'm not looking for someone
better,
else.
Yeah.
I'm not mm-hmm. doing that.
Yeah.
Are you just trying to find an exit, like an assassin?
I was that night. But there's also an element of... I get increasingly nervous with eye contact, and I don't know why. I used to be fine with eye contact, just making straight eye contact. And I get increasingly nervous with it now, where I will just look anywhere but at the person.
Yeah, the whole story episode has left us with a lovely legacy of massive anxiety.
Yeah.
Every morning I'd wake up and check my phone, and there'd be 100 notifications, and there'd be like somebody, like, because she pretended to be that many people that, like, I'd get loads of notifications from people, oh God, look what's happening now, and I was like, oh, what is happening now?
Do you know what? I was sure, when that person told me that, I was sure it was a comic. I thought it might have been
I had a few comics in mind. Aye.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was I one of them? Do you think it might have been me?
Oh God, no, they were very clever, these people.
Was I one of them?
Was Dodds one? Did you think Dodds?
Was Dodds one?
He hasn't said no yet.
Did you think it might have been Barry Dodds?
Do you remember that Simple Simon game you used to get where you had to press the lights? I mean, that confused Barry, so the internet is...
Mate, it's slamming out.
Barry is a man who's being
Dodds can't hear you, sorry, hang on, we'll have to recap that. Dodds can't hear you. So say that to Barry again.
I'm just saying, Barry, that you're a very, very intelligent man. And what you do...
Yeah,
what Matt said was, you know that Simon game where you have to press colours? That confuses
Simple Barry, Simon.
Is what he said.
Right. Cheers, Matt.
Is what he said.
I don't know, but Barry is a man who did believe spiders could eat crisps. So I mean,
you thought spiders could eat crisps?
Is this true, Barry?
Yeah.
And ask him how hard ice can get.
He can hear you. He can hear you now.
Ask him how hard ice can get.
How hard can ice get? Dodds, I didn't bring you here today to be a whipping boy. I will say that, like, on the
Barry
record.
Barry falls into that category almost instantly, accidentally. Bless his little face. Look at his little face.
Well,
look at his little red, shiny face.
I am hot here.
It is warm as you know.
Have you not got your ghost hunting equipment on?
We've talked about that.
We've just been discussing it. We've just been talking about that.
More than lately,
Have you seen the film? Is that publicly available, that film, on YouTube, Barry?
No, it's not.
Private film, okay.
It's not private, it's just unlisted.
So you could
tweet it if you wanted.
All right.
I'll find a way of sending the link to you.
All right, send it to Nat. She's got the Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So we'll send the link to Nat, and Nat will tweet it from the FooBar account. The film of Dodds with this little ghost scenario that he was in.
I have to explain.
Can we just call it a scenario? Because there's no ghosts, is there?
He believes in it, mate.
I know he does, but like I'm happy to shatter those beliefs.
Well, why would you? He's not doing you any harm.
He is. Why? It's Barry, man. Look at him. Just look at him.
I'm looking at him now. He looks
exactly
in quite a lot of distress given the attacks he's been having on him today.
He's not in distress at all. Me and Barry have... What Barry does is he goes, oh, well, if you're scared of ghosts, right, well, come to the haunted house. And what he'll do is he'll make sure that I'm unavailable and then book this haunted house trip. And
it's weird how lots of people are unavailable whenever a date comes up. Ray Peacock.
I'm not available!
Some of us get bookings, mate. You know what I mean?
that's kind of why I'm unavailable for it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is as well, here's what the thing is as well, it doesn't fall very well because I'm also in the northeast, right, but like 2 days after it. So I'd have to go up to Pontefract, where it's at, then come back down again, and then go back up again to the northeast.
Oh, it's convenient to Barry to do that for you, isn't it, mate?
But apparently that means I'm a chicken.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Barry will claim, oh, if you're not willing to do it because you're scared. I'm not scared. I'll come stay in a haunted house, or house, as I call it. It's not haunted. It's people taking his money, laughing at him while he goes to hunt ghosts.
Right, I'm not saying that's the case, right, but I hear you, Matt. Right, yeah. Barry, would you like, I both want to and have to give you a point of recourse. Go for it.
Well, it's just Matt's opinion. I can't... If that's what you think...
No. It's science's opinion as well.
Well, it's weird, because when I get scientists to back me up on things like on the whole ice... Yeah.
Have they got grey frizzy hair and claim to invent time machines as well? Because that's not science.
Well, that ice diamond debate, like that got backed up by a scientist.
What did?
Barry claims ice can get as hard as diamond.
Harder than diamond.
Harder!
Well, okay, well, don't laugh. How, I mean, are you scientifically trained, Matt?
Yes.
What in?
The hardness of ice.
Mate, I mean, it's all very well sitting here laughing at Barry, but bear in mind, for 4 years, you had some fucking lunatic kid you into thinking you were she was your girlfriend.
No, a year and a half, and then for 3 years, I tried to find her and played along.
Well, there we go. Well, Barry has been trying to find ghosts. Both equally pointless quests.
Not pointless.
That no good can come from.
Well, we'll see when I'm famous.
But we'll see when you're famous. You know that if you're famous, that's going to attract more stalkers, don't you?
Yeah. But I'm ready for them this time.
Yeah, but now that they know you're a gullible fucker, they can just go for it properly.
Can I just say, Matt, that when Ray was asking you about why it's taken you so long to do The Fringe, I totally agree with what you said about this is the, because I went and did the Comedy Zone in 2007 and I've had no desire to go back. I can't do it either. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah. It's just full of people that are just, I wouldn't choose to be friends.
Yeah.
So what did you both do? Did you both, like, so you both did your, I presume, you both wrote an hour show.
I did 2006. I did Big Value.
So you both wrote a full-length show, just toured it instead. Is that what you did? Your full-length shows that you did, that you didn't take to The Fringe. What did you do with your full-length shows?
That was just a showcase that I was doing.
No, because you both decided that you weren't going to do The Fringe. And that's fine. I totally accept your reasons and that. I actually agree with them somewhat. But what did you do instead? So instead you...
I mopped up where all the other comics went.
Oh, so you did still just doing like 20 minutes here and there?
But I've done a couple of one-man shows for like Peter.
That's true, yeah, I
do them because I don't want to brag, but quite popular in Teesside.
but it doesn't take much, does it, in Teesside?
No. I mean, if I hopped for half an hour, they'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Well, I said, there was a bloke on Twitter asking you the other day who I was, because he said, who's the bloke who was... He said that slightly older, is what he said, and slightly bigger version of you, is what he said.
Yeah.
Took slight offence at.
Muscly, mate? All big muscles.
Yeah, all big muscles. Muscle weighs a lot, doesn't it? And so do kidney stones, that's what my doctor told me.
Mm-hmm. Kidney bald, isn't it?
Yeah, asking you who I was, because I was Ace... Right, and then I thought, right, well, that tells me all I need to know. Mm-hmm. If someone's gone away from that gig thinking I'm Ace, that tells me all I need to know about the levels.
Pretty awesome,
that. Yeah, thanks.
Pretty awesome.
Barry, your full length show. When did you perform that at?
Did it at a couple of other festivals.
What was it called?
What was it called? I did one.
Can't even remember the name of your own show.
No, because I
not boarding well for the big end.
I hope you didn't open with that.
No, because
what am I doing here again?
I did one called Video Nasty, which was in the Manchester Festival.
What was that about?
And then I did another one.
I'm asking you genuinely. Was it about horror?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then did another one in Leicester, which was just called Storyteller, which was me just telling stories.
Nice.
Clever.
Okay.
That was it.
So then why have you... Are you going to tell him this year? You're not, are you? No, Dodds isn't. Matt, why are you going then?
Why am I going? Because, you know what? I realised that the circuit's getting a bit tricky. And I want to do what I do now, but for a slightly less amount of time and slightly more money.
Getting tricky? How do you mean getting tricky? What does that mean?
It's just I'm doing all right, but it's just the money's being delayed, or the money's not coming in, and it's already spent by the time it gets in.
Got you.
And I want to be able to do like slightly the same amount of work or slightly more for a little bit more cash. And it's the biggest comedy trade show in the world.
Matt, you've not gone to Edinburgh thinking you're going to make your fortune, have you?
No. But like, at least promoters that might not have seen us and won't, because I don't go down to London very often.
Right.
So promoters that might not see us normally, I'll go up and go, look, man, if you stop looking around London, there's more people out there. And hopefully just get a couple of extra gigs. And to be honest, it's bucket list as well, I suppose.
My feeling at the moment is always, you didn't ask for advice, but I'm going to give it as a general thing, is what I think about the Edinburgh Fringe at the moment. Okay. I think, and people have said this for a long time, but I genuinely think this at the moment, I think this year is going to be the end of the Edinburgh Fringe. Like, I really do. Mm-hmm. I think this year is going to be the last year it's even properly a thing.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, I think the Free Fringe is imploding on itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all shouting. The Free Fringe has turned into the Normal Fringe. So basically, the Free Fringe, which was started and pioneered by PBH, by Peter Buckley Hill,
And then little offshoot companies started doing Free Fringe as well. And there's so much scrapping amongst them people, so much fighting amongst the people who are meant to be towing the same line from an ethos point of view. Mm-hmm. And I think the Free Fringe was potentially the last hope for the Fringe. I think it happened that many established comics now are doing the Free Fringe. So, Ed's doing the Free Fringe this year, Ed Gamble. You know, he's doing a Free Fringe show this year.
Who?
Ed Gamble. And also I think his venue, there's Nick Doody, there's Marcus Berman's on there as well. I think that's just his venue. And I think that shift has happened where, you know, sort of the bigger comics in terms of, you know, not newbies have started to do the Free Fringe properly, and the one year where they get them actually jumping over is the one year that they'll start falling out with each other and being dicks, and then and just have basically become the real Fringe. They've become the Fringe. They've started acting out as the, you know, the big venue's been acting for years and years and years. So I think there's now no alternative. The only alternative to the Fringe now is going back to the old way, the Pleasance, you know, Gilded Balloon Assembly and Underbelly and stuff now, who are charging the big bucks. I think this is the year where people will go, there's literally no winning. There's literally no way of doing this without it being a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been an element of people not going this year, who you would expect to be there, who just aren't going anymore. And there's also an element of, I think after this year it's fucked. So I think more fucked. So I think that you chose a good year to go in terms of it's probably the last year you can do it.
Yeah, just kick the last bit of life out of it.
Yeah, totally. You go and you can then
while
also,
it's weak.
Yeah, then afterwards you can claim you killed the Fringe.
Yeah, just I'd happily hold that title.
Yeah, but my feeling is now is that I know that I certainly can I can tour just about, so I can go on my name from people who, you know, listen to this or listen to their podcasts and stuff, and there's more or less enough people to make that financially viable for me to go out and do a tour rather than go do the Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way forward now, is for comics to just go, right, I'm going to work out how to tour. Even if it means going performing to like three or four people a night or whatever, just doing what you might do in Edinburgh anyway on certain nights. And I think just bypassing the whole Edinburgh thing is possibly now the way forward. I regret... Yeah. Out of 10 shows that I went there, I'd say I regret maybe 4 or 5 of them.
Well, I'm hoping that this one's like... I've avoided it for that long. I just thought, right, let's just get it done. And I'm not that fussed how it goes. I'm just going to go, right, let's get it done.
Well, don't get it out of the way.
And it's there. That's the thing. I'm not going in thinking I'm going to get nominated.
No, you're not. You're
definitely not. I know, exactly.
You probably won't get a good review either, mate.
You know what? Right? If I do, right, I'm going to come down that radio station, right, and I'm going to feed you.
Feed me the reviews. Mm. Mate, if you get one, I'll eat it. I think I would like this show to do well, because I think it is one of them things where it's something that you had to live, and it's something that was very stressful to you, and was, you know, it's kind of a.
I did a preview at the Arc in Stockton. Yeah. On Saturday, and it was lovely, sold out, whatever. No one could have turned up, and I would still enjoy this. But it was really busy, and it was lovely. And at the point where I revealed who it was and stuff like that, I found myself getting angry. Like I gripped the mic harder, and I was like gritting my teeth, and I was like, that'd never happened before, but it did actually boil up in us. Like, I got used to the weirdness, that all the weirdness. I went, ooh, look what's happening now. And people were going, what the fuck?
Right.
And then I was just going, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And just all the weirdness seemed so normal to us. But it's never bothered us up until, like, when I've been thinking about it in my previous, it's been like going, Christ, what on earth did you put up with?
Be careful, man. I'm going to be, like, actually genuine for a second here now. So no jokes for a minute. I know you've been doing it all the way through without jokes.
But
definitely no jokes for now. I do genuinely mean this. Be careful with it, because what you don't, even though you're taking the 18th off, which I don't think you should do, but you'll find a weird that when you're telling a personal story, because my show last year was pretty, you know, pretty personal. I just said pretty.
Pretty. Pretty.
Pretty.
Pretty.
Was pretty personal, okay? And it had some very dark moments in that show. Mm-hmm. What I hadn't taken into account, and there's no reason why I should have done, but... was that you,
I think we're similar in terms of when we tell stories on stage, me and you, that you go that place in your head. So you don't just say, you're not written it down as a script. You tell the story as you remember it.
Yeah.
And in order to remember it, I'm obviously making funny and stuff, but as you remember it, you automatically go to
that place.
Yeah, you go to that place. So if you're going to that dark place every night, like night after night after night, it happened with me last year at the Fringe, definitely, where it wore me down. I was about 15 shows and I was like, fucking hell, I'm going through that thing. Yeah. It was about a suicide attempt. And I was like, yeah, I'm going through that thing every night. And I feel like I'm going back to that place every night. And it can kind of catch you off guard a little bit. So make sure you keep an eye on yourself as well, like.
Yeah, well, you seem to forget I'm like much harder than you.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more likely to have a little cry and stuff if I get upset.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just flex your muscles.
I hadn't even thought of that, Matt. Sorry, yeah, of course, mate.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I like kiss a lass. Yeah. That's probably what I'll do.
Kiss get some
a
girls. Pint
and punch myself in the face and kiss a girl.
Yeah, so, drink a load of beer and kiss some girls and that.
That maybe is while I'm watching the footy.
Yeah.
Or a UFC fight.
Or have a cigarette. Would you have a cigarette?
Yeah, three.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You'd be fine, mate. You'd be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Wear a leather jacket.
I was.
Matt's gang on the back.
Yeah.
Do you want to join me, gang?
Oh, no, because I'll say yes and then you'll say I can't. All right, yes, please, can I or not?
As if.
Right. Well, look, I'm going to pat you off. Get yourself off to Edinburgh.
Okay.
6th to 30th of August.
Everybody do come along to me, sure. And it's tense. It's interesting.
I find myself bizarrely wanting to see it. And I don't mean bizarre because of you, in that I don't think I've wanted to see an Edinburgh show for a long time, other than Gamble's last year, which I couldn't see, because we're not at the same time. It's been a long time since I've thought I really want to go and see someone's show, so I do want to see your show, and I won't be at the Fringe, but hopefully you'll tour it, or hopefully it'll have legs beyond the Fringe. And
yep, we'll come to Darlington on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, I'll just pop to Darlington, mate.
Yeah, just pop to Darlington, mate.
Yeah, might as well, eh? Yeah, no, no problem at all, that. No at all. Can you, excuse me, can you... you tape it for us and send it us?
Yeah, I taped Saturday, so Peter's got it, so I can send it over to you.
Oh, has Vincent got it?
Yeah, aye.
I'll get a copy. Would you be all right with me listening to a copy of it?
Yeah, of course, aye.
All right, and I want to do that.
No bother.
And I'll speak to you privately about other matters about to do with it, but it's...
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to tell you who that person was who was telling me about it.
I think I know who it was. We'll sort that out so I know who there.
No, there's nothing to sort out. I wasn't shit-staring.
Don't worry, mate. Don't worry, someone's going down for this.
Yeah, I was surprised that someone was taking glee in that situation because it sounded horrific.
Yeah, it's the circuit, man. People take glee in all kinds.
Yeah, well, they cunt.
Yeah, they are.
All right, mate. Matt Reed.
Okay, well, lovely to talk to you. Lovely
stalked.
To all your gang. Stalked 21:40 at the Mash House.
Yeah.
At just the Tonic.
Yeah, at the Edinburgh Fringe.
I'll see everybody there.
The hit of the Fringe.
Already.
Yeah, I reckon so.
I've not been on the telly and that, so I'm
Matt,
like...
Matt! It had finished. Matt, the interview had finished and you carried on talking. You can't do this at Edinburgh because there'll be a show on after you. You can't just go, oh, and another thing.
No, like, come and see me before I'm cool and famous and that, so you can say, oh, I saw him before he was. Oh, cool.
I think we've all gone to Edinburgh with that thought, haven't we? And that's been kicked out of us. Kicked out of us over a month. I'll see you soon, dude.
Right, have fun.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye-bye. Shampoo, Trouble. Andy Butler just said, I'm not doing this anymore, and stormed out.
He didn't.
He did. He went, do you know what? This is stupid, this radio show. I'm going.
He didn't say it, but he stormed out. He thought it.
And he flicked the V's as he went as well.
Yeah, and then he turned the air conditioning up to full. So now I'm sat on a coat. That's Dodds' fault.
I've got shorts on. Well, three-quarter length.
Funny that, because I said to you before the show they were shorts. You went, they're not shorts, they're three-quarter. And if I roll them down, they're trousers.
Is that how I speak,
is it? Yeah. For the show, it is, generally.
Well, that was actually a self-deprecating comment I was saying, because I was saying that even three-quarter length. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do that big huff right into the mic?
Sorry.
That probably make it a bit better. Welcome back to the show. What time are we on now? See, now we're fucked. Because now we've got an hour and 15 to kill.
Yeah, we have.
We've got no more guests.
We've got Adam. We've got to give Adam a call, though. Grindr update from Adam.
Why are we calling Adam?
Well, why wouldn't we?
We've got Andy Butler now.
He's not on Grindr.
Let's put Andy Butler on Grindr.
Should we get him on there now?
That's really upset. That would really upset Adam. What? If we put Andy Butler on Grindr.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then, like, funny stories come out, and I'd be like, what about my stories? What about my stories? Yeah, okay. We'll speak to Adam at some point.
Okay.
You have to sort that out because I don't know how to do it.
I can do that.
Or Adam, call us.
You can call it.
0330 223 0200. Apparently, that will work.
It will work.
I'm not confident.
Well, that's not a surprise, is it? But
well, I'm only going from experience.
Yeah. No, it will work.
Dodds.
Try it this morning.
Yeah.
B. Dodds is still in the studio.
Hello.
Any stalkers for you? Ever had a stalker? No.
No.
I have.
Okay.
I had a stalker.
Did
I tell you about my stalker?
No, but why did you do that then?
If I do something off air, it's because I'm doing it for a reason.
It's like you said it, and then you moved away from me.
No, I didn't. I was making eye contact with Barry.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
I
thought you just
went. I had a stalker. Mm-hmm. Right, it was kind of harmless. What are you doing?
I was looking at what you were moving away.
I'm getting a fucking drink of tea. Just look at me. It's fine. It's just a cup of tea now.
Every time you said the word stalker, you lost eye contact immediately.
I didn't. I'm trying to keep eye contact with both of you at the same time, which is impossible. So I'm moving from side to... Thanks, Barry. So I'm moving from side to side. Barry just put his head over the top of it. But if he does that, he's not mic'd up anymore.
That's
right.
True, yeah. All right,
I get it. I think stalker's a bit harsh on this person. I actually kind of liked him. A nice bloke. Mm. But he used to send me presents, which was getting a bit much, I felt. And a bit much because I was like, don't keep spending money on me. We don't know each other.
What sort of presents?
Star Wars toys.
Mm.
Right? Here was the weird thing. My girlfriend at the time, who's dead now, she pointed out a few years into it, she said to me, do you not think it's weird that the presents he sends you, the Star Wars toys, because I used to collect all the Hasbro and Kenner Star Wars toys, right? And she said to me, don't you think it's weird, given the volume of your collection, I've sold it on now, but she went, the volume of your collection you've got, it was like hundreds and hundreds of things, possibly thousands. Don't you think it's weird that in the last 4 years, when he sent you stuff in your birthday and at Christmas, it's always been stuff you've not got?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
That is creepy, yeah.
Yeah. How weird is that?
Did you check any of the toys? They didn't have like a secret camera on them or something?
No, it's kind of hard to put a secret camera on a Star Wars figure now.
What you do is you'd open it up, you put it inside, and then you glue it back together.
Do you know how big Star Wars figures are?
No idea.
They're 3¼ inches.
Oh, that's...
You couldn't...
You could have a little camera, couldn't you?
You couldn't pop a secret...
What about for the short little ghosts? You have a little camera?
Barry?
the short little ghosts.
Do you want to tell us if you've ever had...
No.
Have you ever popped a little camera in a Star Wars figure in case there was a short little ghost? I can't believe.
Do you know what? Actually, I'll back you up slightly on this.
Thank you.
There is a bit of ghost hunting equipment called a boo bear, which is a boo bear. It's a teddy bear.
It's from a deleted scene in Star Wars.
A boo bear?
It's a teddy bear that's got an EMF reader, a camera, and a motion sensor in it.
Like when the babysitter's fingering kids. Is it one of them cameras?
No, it's supposedly for if ghosts of youngsters, children, like to interact with it, and its head moves and it plays.
He's grooming ghosts.
Yeah.
It's not.
He's grooming child ghosts. Come on here, come in this room. I've got a teddy bear. And that's what that's for. So that's for the ghosts of children.
Yeah.
Yeah, a boo bear.
Oh, that sounds plausible, yeah. Carry on the story. There's got to be children ghosts. Oh, I put his video up on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So Barry's video, the one that you just recap what actually happens in it. So it was a radio thing that you had.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll just explain what it is because it'll look a bit odd. It's a radio that scans through frequencies, and every now and again, if you ask a question, you'll get like a little burst of noise or like a word or something will come through. The pouch that I'm putting it in is like
feedback, basically.
It's like a little grey pouch that looks odd. It's called a Faraday pouch to block out radio signals.
Okay.
So
you don't pick the radio up.
So you know you're not picking up like capital or something like that.
I see.
You know.
By all means, just promote another station.
Well, you're not going to pick up FUBAR, are you?
Why?
Not on the radio, is it?
What?
Internet?
Nat?
Yeah. Yeah, it is on the radio. It's on an app and online, but not on FM. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not real radio.
I meant on a radio frequency. Yeah, that's what I meant.
No,
yeah.
Is this not a real radio station?
Yeah.
I hope this is a joke. Are we on the radio now or not?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Are we going on radio waves through the air?
Radio Waves. I don't know about
the
that.
The fuck is this station?
I don't know about that.
What have you dragged me into here? I was doing this already.
Why
in a
have you
podcast.
Ruined it, Barry?
What?
Why have you ruined it?
Oh, I was told categorically this was a radio station.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
This is a piss take. Sorry, Barry. Go on. It's not your problem.
So it's scanning through, and you can hear it. On the clip, you'll need to turn some sound up to hear it. You can hear it kind of going.
I
like
don't want to think about
through.
My dad wanking.
Shut up now. Sorry, go on, Barry.
You can hear it scanning through, and then it just stops dead. And I look. There's another comic in the room with me, Steve Harris. I look at him and say, "It's died
earlier
again."
Earlier on, you said Sam Gore.
Sam's filming it.
Right.
Okay. He's the guy holding the camera. And I just go, the batteries have died again, like another set of batteries have gone. Yeah. And then Sam says, well, you know, if you're that clever, turn it back on. And the second he asks the question, it turns back on full strength at a higher speed than I had it on as well.
Yeah. And you say, I didn't touch anything.
I didn't touch it. I couldn't have physically found the buttons through
no,
that little
pouch.
No, say
it on the pouch. Film, that's what you say.
I say I didn't touch it. And watch my hands as well. I'm not playing with it. Or I slightly move it when I'm like.
Ah, you see that.
But that be. But that doesn't turn it on.
Well,
if it's a loose wire, though, if it was a loose wire.
I'd have to show you. It couldn't be a loose wire.
It couldn't be a loose wire.
I'd have to show you the thing.
But it couldn't be a technical fault. It couldn't be. That's impossible.
Of course it's possible, yeah.
And coincidence as well. It's possible.
It's a very good coincidence.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, I agree with that. But it is possible.
Of course it's possible, yeah.
So it's not watertight, though.
I'm not saying it's... There's no watertight evidence of the ghost of... Because then that's proof of the afterlife. And
Clip that, Adam. Which got buried on saying there is no watertight evidence of ghosts.
Of course there's not. I believe there is. If there was evidence, then that's proof of life after death. Then we can fuck off all the religions around the world.
I believe there aren't ghosts, but I want to believe that there are.
Do you like werewolves? What about that?
Oh, Jesus.
Fictional.
Well, you don't know. Oh,
look at that. Let's not be stupid now.
There's no watertight proof.
Talking about ghosts, not werewolves.
Vampires, they exist, don't they? Could do. No watertight proof, so they don't. Bram Stoker thought they did.
Don't think Bram Stoker.
No, no,
did.
Just
I don't think
about
Bram Stoker
one.
Did think they did.
Dracula.
No. But I don't think Bram Stoker was like, "This is real. I'm going to write about it."
He did a very convincing novel about it.
That's a novel would have to be that, wouldn't it?
It can be based on some fact though.
Any
be.
Novel should be convincing because it's telling a story.
Really. 50 Shades of Grey, not really, is it? That Dan Brown stuff wasn't Da Vinci Code.
That was pretty good. That was pretty cool.
That was rubbish.
I think calling the Da Vinci Code rubbish is pushing it.
Do you?
Yeah, it's not rubbish. Mm. Like, you wouldn't reach the heights that book reached and be rubbish. Probably the same 50 Shades of Grey. It's probably not rubbish.
It is.
Well, it probably has something to it that has captured people's imagination.
S&M.
I mean, Barry, can you imagine? You're only here today.
Yeah.
Imagine this. Imagine if this was your... Monday's a difficult day at the best times.
Yeah.
Imagine if this was your life. That every Monday, you got locked in a room with that. That every
nice.
Monday, you had to have conversations like this. And then people are saying to you that you're a bully. Because like people say to me, "Oh, you're a bully." Oh, yeah. It's like, what? How do you want me to react to this girl?
Well,
when
I spoke to Nat on the phone the other day, I got a little taster of what it would be like because we never actually spoke on the phone.
No matter what she told you, you've no idea what it tastes like.
And I just said
very
at the end, I said at the end of the conversation, I went, "Oh, have you watched Martyrs?" And then you just went. Do I want some tomatoes?
Brilliant.
I did, in
the most innocent voice in the
bound
world.
To be what he was asking.
And I thought, well, that's weird, but it's nice. So I thought, well, if you do want to bring some, yeah.
Could be no other possible explanation.
Your video was put up, and Scott said, going by that proof, every time my skin turns itself, sky turns itself off, it's a ghost, is it?
If you ask it to turn itself back on and it does immediately, then I agree with Barry.
I mean, just something.
The essential bit of that isn't it turning off, it's it turning back on.
That's true.
Phil's tweeted in, "I hate to say it, but I agree with Nat. Da Vinci Code is an interesting idea, but the writing is appalling."
Yeah, no, but no one said the quality of the writing. I said it must have something to it. I read the Da Vinci Code in, I think, two nights.
Yeah, I did it.
Over two nights.
Oh.
Well, why did you finish it?
I just thought it can't keep getting as ridiculous as it did, and then the whole...
The story of the Da Vinci Code, the actual storytelling in that is exceptional. The fact that it can, very short chapters that lead on, and you want to read another, you read that going, I'll read another chapter. That's how you read that book.
Yeah.
It's by design written that way. It's really impressive.
So you didn't finish the book?
Uh, I did finish it, yeah.
So you read an entire book?
Because I have a weird pages? Thing that, which I've only changed recently, where I used to have this thing where if I start something, I have to finish it.
Like Inside?
Film. Yeah, like that film. Yeah,
I was going to say, like a film. That's one of the only films that I've actually not managed to last the whole distance on.
I think The Da Vinci Code is an exceptional book.
Okay.
I think it's very, very good. Now, I agree, the quality of the writing isn't particularly great, but it's also not woeful. There's not got spelling mistakes in it or grammar mistakes in it.
Mm.
But I hear what you're saying. But I think that myth's been perpetuated a little bit by Stuart Lee as well.
What? Because
Stuart Lee has been slagging it quite a lot and saying...
Well, recently?
Yeah, over the last few years. He's been doing about Dan Brown. So I think now it's kind of trendy to not like Dan Brown.
To not like it, yeah.
And I think you just don't shift that many units if it's got nothing to it. Well, it just doesn't happen.
How is Stuart Lee that powerful that he says he doesn't like something and everyone goes, well, I mean, shit then.
Even you saying that now.
Yeah. What's going to happen?
Even you being like...
I curse myself.
Just being so sort of like... Well, who's Stuart Lee?
If I'm Stuart not saying Lee, who's Stuart Lee. If
Stuart Lee hears that bit of you saying that, then, right, I'll never get another gig.
Oh, shit.
I'll literally never do comedy again. Or if I do, I'll go out and all the audience will just be facing the wrong way.
Because he would have told
them. He's extremely powerful.
Oh, okay.
Like, extremely.
Oh, well, we love Stuart Lee.
No, don't.
Don't say that. He won't like that.
He doesn't want people to love him.
What's the right way to handle it?
To just not make eye contact and call him Mr. Lee. That's
don't do that.
No, don't make eye contact at all.
I don't think I'm ever going to see him.
Not, no matter what his opinion, nod.
Okay. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Ideally, if you can, be a bit fangirly about it.
Do I be like, oh, you're so right?
Yes.
God, I hadn't thought about that, but now you said it. It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, okay,
you
are, like, over the top.
You are a comedy god. You are the king of comedy.
Okay.
You know more about comedy than anyone else.
Del Boy wasn't funny falling through that bar. You're so
say
right.
Say all those
say
things.
Say that, okay? Yeah, yeah. I did laugh. I do still laugh at that clip, though.
Don't,
no, I don't have to say that, am I?
Are you saying that? Nah.
Oh, shit, sorry.
You're not
allowed. Hey, Only Fools and Horses.
You're not allowed
rubbish.
To like any other comedy apart from what Stuart Lee likes.
What does he like?
Mainly failed comedians from like 4 years ago. Like sort of like, mainly people that never did well.
Oh, they were my favourite. They were my favourites.
Yeah. Do you know what? Right. You work with Richard Herring, right, for years, and he doesn't even like Richard Herring. You can tell.
Really?
You can tell, and he sort of went, and Richard will tell you this, that Stu went, I don't need this bloke. A bit like Ed with me, a bit like Gamble with me, right?
So you're saying Ed's the new Stuart Lee?
Similar, yeah. And just going, I don't need this bloke. I'll just do his voice. And that's what Stu did. Stu goes on stage now and does Rich's voice. So Rich isn't there getting any of the money.
Does Ed like Only Fools and Horses? Do we know his opinion on that?
I can't speak. I'm not allowed to speak about Ed. He's got an injunction on me.
Really?
I'm in trouble even saying his name.
Am I going to be in trouble because I'm near you saying his name?
No, because because isn't a word.
Mate, but it should be. It's a ghost word. Ghost use it.
There's sort of like a scale of bullying. Well, not bullying that happens here.
It's
sort of like the shit's really rolling downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you
have a go
at that. And then that'll turn on me.
It'll come back to you, Barry.
That's why Nat loves that you're here. She's like, right, I can pass some of this. It's like that Two Ronnies and John Cleese sketch where there's I Know My Place. They're all in a row.
At some point, I tag you in.
I got accused of bullying this week. Can my mouse back, please?
That was supernatural. Mouse moved on its own. Barry, where's your EMF reader gone?
I mean, it didn't. Somebody clearly touched
it's
the wire.
Barry's foot. It was.
Fucking hell, Daz. That's
the
amazing.
The wire's there.
I love that you moved a mouse before and went, oh my God, what happened? So willing to believe.
Oh, I've just noticed I'm wearing the same shirt that I am in that clip.
What, now?
Yeah.
That's also the shirt that you wear when you do Manford's clubs as well.
I was hoping you weren't going to notice that. I've noticed in the car, I thought, fuck off, he doesn't notice.
But they're your only clothes. He's only got that one shirt. I always wear like black T-shirts and stuff, but I've got a lot of them.
I've got very similar shirts, but yeah, this is the one for that, Manford's.
Barry did a gig at Manford. That Preston gig we were on about before, where the mic blew up in his hand. And it was dead funny. He turned round to the, what they call them things?
Banners?
The band. No, don't worry. The things behind with Jason, there's a cartoon of Jason on them, right? Banners. Barry was right with banners. And the cartoon of Jason was basically wearing the same clothes Barry was wearing on the stage.
The shirt.
And Barry turned around and went, I've seen that, I'm dressed the same as what Jason's dressed in that. And it was like big laugh in that, as if he would totally do it. And then it was an accident, Then the next night in Birmingham, Barry turned up in the same clothes again because he wanted to do the joke again.
Oh.
But then we got there and the banners didn't...
Different banners.
Different banners. I had to get home, wash the shirt, iron it, going. But I tell you what, mate, did it on Friday in Poynton. Ripped.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice one. Well, then you've got your Manfreds joke.
Yeah, yeah, it's always worth wearing that shirt to see what banner's going to be there.
Just for Jason Manfred's clothes.
Hmm.
I got accused of bullying this week.
I've
been accused of bullying many times in my life. My response is always, I was accused of bullying Raji, who used to be in the old podcast.
Yes.
I mean, the truth of it is that it was all staged.
Well,
that's
of course,
the truth.
Because obviously that he wouldn't come and do, if you genuinely thought you were being bullied, like if I genuinely thought that you were bullying me,
right,
I wouldn't bother to do every now, week.
This is a slightly different scenario though, because you are, your employment demands it. So you
doesn't demand I work specifically on a certain show.
Does it not?
No.
So you choose.
So
to
I could show. I could just say, well, I'm not going to have it if I was pissed off.
This is always fun, Barry. Watch your interesting.
I'm sorry, I do that. I do that without even thinking. Actually,
often
I do,
one will just
I
pop
do
out.
Just
all right.
Yeah.
It needs a little adjustment.
Say pop.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock every show.
She's falling her arms over him there.
Go on.
I can't remember.
So
what
you don't have to do the show.
I don't have to, no.
Oh, fucking hell, this is a fine time for me to find this out.
Sorry, yeah.
So I could request someone else.
Yeah, you can do if you want to.
Oh, God, why hasn't no one told me this?
Who do you want?
Anyone!
Adam? Oh, Adam?
We'll see how it goes next week with Adam.
All right, okay.
But I'm worried about that. What not because of Adam. I'm fine with Adam. Just because it's like, it just fucks up the routine, doesn't it?
It does, routine, actually. Yeah, I've already...
Jay and Joe.
Yeah.
Don't mess with
the routine. I'm thinking. I can't say it on air.
What are you thinking?
I was just thinking about if it's here... Well, no, it's there,
here.
Isn't it? It's there. It's fine then. Fine.
Why?
No, it's like Adam. I'm just thinking about Adam coming here. I don't think he can do it next Monday, but he doesn't have to because you're going there. So.
Yeah, so every other week we do here.
Yeah.
It's relatively easy to work out.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. There'll never be two in a row. Although I quite like it because it's so close to my house.
Mm.
I got accused of bullying this week. So the Raji thing, I always used to say, well, look, it was staged. And I hated that I had to reveal that. Like, it was like, well, because you've been so relentless saying about, oh, it's uncomfortable, it's like, oh, right, fine, look, it wasn't real.
Did he have to say anything to the effect of, he's not, of course I'm not being
he's
bullied.
Not fucking allowed to talk. No, I mean, we always assumed it was tacit anyway. We always thought, well, people have not got a gun to his head, you know,
no,
it's not.
It'd be obvious by the fact he's done more than one podcast.
Some of it was really cruel. Some of the stuff was really cruel.
Did he laugh?
We spoke, on and off, but sometimes you can see it would upset him. But you know, that's always going to be the situation when you're speaking freely and trying to be funny and that.
Did he give you
sometimes
shit back?
Sometimes. Always edited it out. but yeah. So, you've got to go, look, it's a production. It's a show. So it's, you know, it's not always as it appears to be. There was one episode, it was a Christmas episode, where I apparently smashed up his house, right? Is
of course
what,
you didn't.
Of course I didn't, but... It did sound like it did.
Right. Okay.
It did sound, you know, it sounded genuine. And it was about him singing Christmas carols. And I went, if you don't sing this carol, I promise you, I'll get that picture off the frame there and I will smash it. And he's going, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't. And then there was a smashing noise, which was me actually breaking a milk bottle in a bag, is what it was.
Yep.
So it was all set up.
But who? Somebody seriously listened to that and genuinely thought you smashed up his house?
Sounded real.
Yeah, but even so, it just wouldn't be real, would it? He wouldn't be sat there going, well, "Yeah, it's fine."
Yeah, but if you get invested in something, it's like if you watch Blair Witch Project, you know it'll still scare you, but it's not real. But it purports to be real. So I'm kind of used to it, and I have kind of a bullish personality sometimes. In certain areas, sometimes I'm kind of. Bit hard on my sleeve and a bit sensitive, but other times I'll be quite bullish. Like with you, I'm bullish with you sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think it's warranted.
Well,
my argument with the being accused of bullying you, Nat, would always be it can't be bullying because she fucking deserves it. That would always be my argument.
Yeah, but I'm quite bullish back with you.
Well,
I don't just take it.
Clip that.
This is fucking learning.
Okay. Adam, clip that 304.
Yeah. But on stage, I used to do Ray Peacock. Originally, was a character.
Hmm.
It was a Yorkshire man flat cap thing that I... Ray Peacock was a real man, actually. He was and he was called Ray Peacock. He was a greyhound trainer, is what he was. He's since died. And that's where the name came from, was from that man. And basically formed a character out of this idea of this man being very brash, very shouty and confrontational, who was just... going doing gigs, who didn't really know what he was doing. it wasn't. It was sometimes reviewed as being an old sort of working class comic. It was never. It was never a comic. It was never that. It was a man that had wandered onto the stage. That was the whole point of it. But I did a thing that I used to go on always, and I as soon as I went onto the applause, there'd always be someone who wasn't clapping in the room. There always would be, and I say, "Why are you not clapping?" and get angry immediately. "Why are you not clapping? They were all doing it. Why are you not clapping?" Right, and it was. The joke of it was of being really over the top over something that didn't matter. That this character was so angry that one person was like, "Right, well, you're clapping on your own now." Mm. And I'd go off and they'd have to clap on their own. And that was pretty much it, really, was what that got me into the gig. So somebody on Twitter this week tweeted me and said that they saw me do a gig 10 years ago. Mm. I thought it was a joke at first. And that it was bullied, something like bullying on a scale they'd never seen before, and it stuck with them for years and years and years. And shame on me.
Wow.
Is what they said. This is half of it was private. I mean, they couldn't even work fucking Twitter, right, this person. So they did half of it.
Direct message. And half of it public.
So only the first bit was public, and the second bit was direct message. And I said something like, "Oh, well, the statute of limitations on this is 5 years, so.
Yeah.
So you're complicit now." Yeah. Thinking that they weren't really being serious. And then he just carried on, like really laying into me.
Hmm.
And saying, "I've always felt that if I ever saw a bully, I would stand up to them." And
But not at the time, then.
I'm always appalled that I didn't. And I was like, "I don't know." I was like, "What?" And he was saying that he said the lad was close to tears. Right? Didn't happen.
Hmm.
I would remember, because I would have been there.
Yeah.
I would remember the time I took an audience member close to tears.
Yeah.
Like I remember the times when I took them to tears. So I would remember if it was only close to tears.
Yeah.
I did. I made someone cry once in Edinburgh.
Oh.
I stood on someone's neck in Edinburgh once as well.
And that's not that. That's not nice. That's bullying.
Is
it? I don't know.
Well, there we go. Jump into conclusions.
I
tell you that that person had left their seat and was running at the stage.
Oh, to do what?
I don't know. We didn't get that far. I put him on their arse and put my foot on his neck.
Okay, fair dues.
And then I pressed down. I was saying you about this the other day.
Yeah.
I pressed down on it and felt something click under my foot. And I just took my foot off really fast. Shit. I thought, shit, I broke his neck. But apparently it was all in jest. It was all just fun.
He was a clicky neck.
Yeah, apparently so.
What happened with the stalker, by the way?
Which stalker?
The one who was sending you
Star Wars.
Well, like
Star
I say, I never felt particularly threatened by him at all. It was just an ongoing...
Has it ended?
Yeah. Although I occasionally get messages off him on
my
Facebook.
You got some nice presents as well, didn't you, out of it?
Yeah, but it's not enjoyable it's not enjoyable for a stranger to send you expensive stuff. It's actually not. It's a weird feeling.
If someone sent me every morning I came down the new pair of Converse outside my front door.
You're obsessed with Converse.
Well, not all Converse, or I'm trying to think what else that I would what other things I would like. But
yeah, the private part of this message, by the way, I was telling you about, I've just found out my phone. Always said I didn't stand up for him as you clearly enjoyed humiliating him over nothing.
Right.
Anyway, 10 years later, shame on you.
That is horrible.
It is horrible.
That is horrible. That was amazing horrible. Timing.
What was that?
I don't know.
Did you hear that? It's
a ghost. I didn't hear that. What can you hear, Barry? Is your EMF...
Are these studios not soundproofed?
I think they're less soundproof than the ones that we normally have. I heard something. I can hear something saying, "I'm horrible." Yeah. That's not through... That's not just in your headphones, Barry. It's not haunted.
I just want to explain... Let me just explain to Barry. The reason you can hear it through your headphones...
Yeah.
It's because there's microphones in the room that are picking up the exterior noise.
Oh, yeah.
So you're basically hearing what is in the room now.
Oh,
so.
Right.
Barry looked like that was the ghost of a child or something.
It came through the headphones.
I'm hearing something. I'm picking something up.
Like that, look. That came through the headphones. I just dropped my pen.
Yeah.
But it's because the headphones
I thought we were listening to FUBAR.
No, we're not. But we're
on FUBAR, aren't we? If they're playing out some woman saying I'm horrible on FUBAR now, then that's not this show, is it?
I mean, how many Rajis am I going to have in my career?
No, I thought that we were talking. It was going down to London and then
back up to here.
Coming back up here through the headphones.
you're hearing in the headphones is what's happening in the studio.
That's straight from the
live.
Studio.
Yeah.
We're not hearing.
Not via FUBAR, then.
No, we're not hearing.
No,
we're not. Are you serious? You're genuinely serious?
Well, yeah.
How would that?
I thought we were listening to the radio.
No.
We're on the radio now. We're not listening to it.
We're hearing the feed from the fuck off. But are you genuinely serious?
I honestly thought we were listening to the radio.
No, because
do you not realise this is a live show?
There would also be. If we were listening to FUBAR, there would be a slight delay as well.
Yeah, but I'd like to know. Oh, right. I'd like to know what he thinks is on air, though, because why is a woman saying?
Look at Nat. Look at Nat straight away. Let's make fun of someone else.
No, because I don't understand. Do you normally call the show, don't you? So you know it's live.
Yeah.
But you know, if you had your radio on at the same time, there probably would be some sort of delay.
Slight delay.
Well, I couldn't hear it because I'm on the phone.
I know. That's no, what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is though, is that as I'm talking to you now,
yeah,
is the voice in your ears that you can hear through your headphones matching up to my lips moving?
Yeah,
there's no delay at all.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. So if you were listening to the radio,
right,
the voice in your ears wouldn't be matching up to my mouth now because it'd be going through the radio, which would be a slight delay.
Why is there a delay?
It's just the way that sound works and stuff. It's just,
and then we'll be on the right. Yeah.
So it just.
I honestly didn't know that. I thought we were sorry.
I'm trying to get Fubar on my phone now, but it's done that fucking jump to Facebook thing again, so I can't get it. I was going to show you now, but I can't show you.
Oh, I can do it. I'm on Wi-Fi.
She does a lot.
Sorry about that.
She does a lot. No, it's amazing, Barry. But she does a lot of See, look.
See?
Whoa.
Right. We're well delayed.
Yeah, that's quite a delay.
I mean, that's much more than I expected.
That's quite a delay, isn't it? It's just the way that
I'm going to pop a song on now.
Okay.
Just so you know, Barry, this is a recording of Billy Idol. It's not.
He's not in London.
He's not actually.
He's not in London.
And I'm going to tell you the rest of that Twitter thing because he got quite mental, this bloke. It's on now. Hot in the city. We're neither in the city nor is it hot.
It's raining.
It's not raining in the studio now.
No, I've got to just manoeuvre.
Look, I was telling you about this Twitter bloke.
Yes.
This bloke who had a go at me, and I'm just. Yep. I eventually just said, "Look, I don't know why do you follow me?" I said, just unfollow me, mate. And then I think I said as well, and then go off and do something more important, like tweet ISIS about how annoyed you are about what they did, but do it in 10 years.
They may not have annoyed him. It might have just been you.
Either way. And then he said, oh, no, I don't want to unfollow you. Why don't you just block me?
Why?
And I was like, because I've just got up and I can't be. Why are you asking me to block you? Fucking weird person. And like, I mean, weird already that someone would wait 10 years to heckle me.
Yes.
10 years.
10 years. 10 years.
10 years,
Grace
man.
Point Blank there. Do you remember that film?
What?
That's from Grace Point Blank.
Never seen it.
10 years.
Although I'll tell you what I did see today. Knock Knock.
Who's that?
No, that's not the joke. It was called Knock Knock.
What is that?
It's Keanu Reeves' film.
Oh, is it where three women or I think I read about this film, something to do with he's trapped in a house with three women or
You're
something
close,
like that?
It's two.
Two women and they talk do sex stuff with him?
So? No, that's not really what
happens. Beat him up?
If you like. Point of the matter is, I don't know how Keanu Reeves, he must either have something on someone or he's like genuinely special and they're just going, I'll put him in a film.
Because he's not very good acting.
I don't get it, the Keanu Reeves thing. Genuinely bad actor.
I'm trying to think of a good, because I do quite like him because I fancied him.
Yeah, that's the
thing. But that's like trying to think of a good film that he's been in.
He's a
well, Bill and Ted, obviously.
He's
but,
a really. But I think
he's playing himself.
I think that's
that,
just
he?
Him.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Think,
he's just Ted. Ted
he's Preston, a really,
isn't he?
Really. What are your thoughts on Reeves? Barry B. Dodds?
Terrible.
But alarmingly bad as well. Mm. That he would be in big films.
John Wick. He was supposed to be good in that. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that one. Parenthood he was in. And I think that's the closest I've ever seen to him.
Oh, I tell you what was good. My Own Private Idaho. Have you ever seen that?
No.
River Phoenix. He was that was
gay in it. That
was a big gay film.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm not interested in that. Andy Butler, you want to talk about that? But he loves
gay
that
rom-com.
Andy Butler, even though Andy Butler isn't even gay.
He's not gay. He's also just gone, isn't he?
Yeah, fuck that.
Just left us.
He smashed a glass.
He did, yeah. Smashed a glass.
Threw a cup across the room.
Yeah, went through a ghost. And then he left the studio.
He did go through a ghost, Nat. You're
he
right.
Went through a ghost. Can I read out some emails, please, that we've had in? It's a kind of Canadian special on two of them.
What? It's a Canadian special on two of them?
Well, the two of them are from Canada.
Right.
This
Just
first
say
one
that.
Is,
say two of them are from Canada.
This
not,
first one is
it's
from...
It's not a Canadian special if they're not all from Canada.
Well, this first one is from Kenzie.
Kenzie.
It says, hi, Ray, Ratatouille and Adam.
That's a good one.
That's another name for me.
Is Kenzie a boy or a girl?
Don't know.
The only Kenzie I can think of is the boy from Blazing Squad.
Yeah, Crossroad. Yeah, I've been a fan of this show for quite a while, but this is my first time interacting with you guys. I will try to do better. I live in Canada and I have a hard time listening to the show live, mostly because it starts at 7 a.m. here and I'm a lazy bum. Sorry.
Barry Dodds has a hard time listening to the show live as well because he can't work out whether he's listening to it or whether he's in it. he can't get his head around whether or not he's actually listening to the show or whether he is in the show at the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Kenzie says, I have a few questions for you three. Answer them, please, if you'd like.
Adam's not here.
First off, so sorry, Nat. Are you guys excited that they cast Elektra and the Punisher for season 2 of Daredevil?
I don't know the cast of Punisher. I guess so. I'm not particularly an Elektra fan, particularly. Okay. Although I am reading the Frank Miller Daredevils at the moment again, and Elektra's just been killed by Bullseye. This just happened.
I was also curious as to whether any of you have ever been to Canada.
No,
I haven't. I'd like to. I've got family there.
I wouldn't be averse to going to Canada.
No, I'd like to go to Canada. And if so, where and what did you think? My family are all Jehovah's that are there. I thought I didn't really want to go and visit them.
Your family are all Jehovah's Witnesses?
Not all of them, but the Canadian lot are.
What relation are these people to you?
They're like on my dad's side.
On your dad's side?
Yeah.
They're like, sat next to your dad.
They're his uncle's family. I haven't met them. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. I've got no intention of.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is amazing today, Nat. The words are all in the wrong order.
Yeah, but they'll jumble back together again, won't they?
I suppose, yeah. Edit it afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not live.
Not live,
so
is it?
So we'll just take it out afterwards. And finally,
it's Christmas, isn't it? It's Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Barry Dodds. And finally, what do you guys think a Canadian accent sounds like? Root?
A boot?
A boot.
A boot is the famous one, isn't it? A boot.
You go on my postal route. A boot. This who's? That's Scottish. That was that advert, the tree ball one, wasn't it?
Honestly, just there's
the certain, remember that advert?
There's certain
that was Scottish.
Points, Barry. Certain, you did it brilliantly then. Just don't say a word.
Right.
Don't say a word.
Do you not remember that advert? The sweetie advert. The wine gums or something it was.
What happened to that?
He said something about, about this hoose or something.
There's a moose loose to boot this hoose.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah, I knew.
You know, that wasn't just for that advert. That's quite a famous song.
I didn't know that. No.
It's a moose loose about this hoose. It means a mouse.
Mouse about this house.
Yeah.
I thought it was a moose. It's mouse. It's not. Hold on. It's moose. There's a moose loose in this hoose.
It's not a moose. It's a mouse.
That doesn't rhyme, does it?
It does.
Oh, Mouse House. Yeah, it does, yeah.
it's similar to the meringue joke from earlier.
Andy Butler didn't get that either.
No, it's a meringue.
Yeah.
So a meringue is a sort of cake. Well, not cake, but you know what it is. Yeah. It's a dessert. Am I wrong?
I get it. I get that now. And that works.
That's why
I
say
it
works. Moose, a loose about this hoose.
It's Scottish. So what do we think the Canadian accent sounds like?
I don't think it matters anymore.
Okay. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Have a good week, Kenzie. P.S. I reread the above email and realised I've apologised 3 times. I left them in there just in case you doubted my Canadian-ness.
Oh, they apologised. Is that a Canadian thing?
Must be.
Nice to meet you, Kenzie, through the emails. Are you a boy or a girl?
Yeah. Reply. Peacock.
I want to say girl, because I'm sure there's someone on my Twitter called Kenzie who speaks to me every now and again.
Kenzie, yeah. I think it might be a female. This is also from someone. Hello, I'm on me holidays. I didn't say that, it's on the email. I'm on me holidays in Canada, and I think it's 8 o'clock over here when you'll be on air, but I'm shit at waking up early, so I'm sending this email in case I miss the show. I hope the show goes well.
Kenzie's house. Get Kenzie up.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Get Kenzie awake, and then you can both listen to the show together. Who's this from?
I hope the show goes well, Rob. And also, do you want out from Canada? I will buy you something and send it in the postbox. Love to Ray, Adam, and Kath, the producer. Lots of love, Rob, the Stardust one.
Would have said, Lady Stardust. Would have said Barry, but didn't know you were here, Barry.
No.
Anything in Canada, no, but probably loads of things. I don't know. What? What are the offering?
Well, I don't know. What can we have that's Canadian?
Don't have to be Canadian, does it not?
What can we get from Canada?
We could just order our weekly shop. All he said was, do you want it out from Canada?
Duty-free fags.
Yeah, fags is good. Yeah, yeah, fags. Get fags. What do you smoke, Dodds?
Mayfair.
Get 1,000 Mayfair. Yeah, we're like 1,000 Mayfair.
Bring the Mayfair back.
But Mayfair's cheaper, aren't they?
They are the cheap. Do you want to get silk cut? Splash out, yeah.
Get silk cut.
Silk cut on Marlboro Lights,
Rob, no, silk cut, it's like...
you might as well not. Oh, sorry. You might as well not smoke.
All right. Well, that'd be good for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Rob, could you get some silk cut? Get a load of silk cut.
I need some cotton wool. If you could get some of that.
Yeah, Nat needs some cotton wool. So yeah. So from Duty Free, you want to get some Mayfair, some silk cut, and just go and ask them, do they do cotton wool?
Cotton wool.
Oh, pop down to HMV or whatever that is over there. Steel boots, Canadian steel boots.
Now, what is it with the accent? What would HMV be with the accent?
HMV.
Yeah, so any.
Any steel.
Do that again. It's your Canadian accent is amazing. That. It's
do it again.
I didn't know you were so good at dialects and things. That's like. I just said do it Canadian. She was straight on away. Like, just nailed it. Canada.
I think that might have been. Said
it. Like, that is Canada straight away, isn't it?
I'm going to fit right in there. Right, yeah, mate,
fantastic. Steel books. B Dodds collects steel books. So any steel books you can get.
I'm just doing Geordie.
Or what do they call steel books in Canada, Nat?
Steel books.
That's it, yeah. So good. Maybe get some of them. Or just spend your money yourself, Rob. Just have a nice time, though.
Fags though.
Yeah, fags. Mayfair and Silk Cut.
Yeah.
What do you spend that?
I don't.
All right.
If I did, there'd be Marlboro Lights there. Amazing. I did want to do it, yeah. Rob.
Just get Mayfair.
Mayfair, Marlboro Lights, and Silk Cut on order. And a final one from Mark.
Mark.
He just said.
No, you just said Mark to me, and it looked to me as if this was a made up email.
Oh no, it's not made up email.
Well, why did you look at me like that then?
Because I don't know where he's from. I don't have any more information about. I thought you were
Canada. It's all Canada.
So Canada special.
Could you read it out in a Canadian accent, please?
I can't do it.
No, you've got to do it.
So you've moved to a secret hideout for some peace. Peace.
Peace.
Peace out, man. But it also has radio broadcast capability.
Nah, just do it.
Okay. So you've moved to a secret hideout for some peace. But it also has radio broadcast capability.
We're not in my house.
Question. That is so obviously Tracy Island.
We're not in my house.
Glad Ray and Nat and Adam are back this week. It significantly improves my day when a new Some Nonsense podcast plops into my iPod. Ugh, horrible image.
Adam, if you're listening, man, give us a call.
Do you know, I can't... Can you just move that mouse, please? Because it's gone on the
screen
again. The mouse behind
you. Sorry, what is that? The what?
The moose.
The other moose. All right, I'm gonna.
Because I don't know. I thought Adam. Apparently, Adam's been trying to call. And he can't get through. So.
Right. I mean, it's a landline, so it won't. That doesn't matter whether or not it's.
I can just do it. On signal. Actually. When do we want to speak to Adam?
Whenever. Should I mean, we're running out of time.
I have to. Do you know, in order for that to happen, I have to move the screen back. Get the moose.
That's fine.
Oh God! I have to hit the mic.
All the bad noises on the show. Oh, so I've been the producer. Sorry,
well, that's no.
So what am I doing here? No. What am I actually doing?
I'm gonna come round. I'm gonna need Adam's phone number.
Brilliant, this isn't it? All broadcast this, by the way. It's all being broadcast. Oh, what?
Oh, my, sorry.
That was a proper breast on the shoulder, that wasn't it?
It was.
Do you know what? Even when I said, oh, nah, I regret it, I was like, should I do it? And I could have felt it for a bit. 07.
I'm just trying to find his phone number.
All right.
Got it.
So we've got the 07 bit so far of Adam's phone number.
Adam Johnson.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing radio.
You don't need me to. 1, 5, 3, 6, 9, 1.
Are you not going to stop me from reading Adam's phone number out at any point?
That's not his number, though, is it? You were just doing the wrong one.
She's so good, isn't she? She's so good at radio.
We don't know if it's answered.
Which line's it?
I don't know.
One of them's 2. Come away!
It'll be 2, look!
Nat, come away. Oh, Adam's been trying to ring. Oh, he's glued to his phone.
Yeah, I did say keep your phone by your side.
There we go. And what we also know as well. I know we don't.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Hi, this is Adam's mobile. Please leave a message.
Still not change that.
Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Adam.
What the hell?
I mean, this is like utterly unacceptable.
He had one job today, take his phone everywhere he went between 1 and 4.
So
he
didn't bother doing it.
Didn't do it.
So you're not on the show?
No.
That's what happened. So cheers for that, mate.
Yeah, good
thanks.
Work.
Thanks
good work.
For your help. Maybe see you another day. Bye, Adam.
Hmm.
Is he going to get a load of bonus interviews that he's got to do for that one? Because this happened last week as well.
That's a good point, actually.
Well,
yeah.
I was was going to be the first one of his...
of his 12, interviews. Yeah.
But he's not answering the phone.
I'm going to text him though and say why.
Can we not? Why? I say for why. Can we not use the time when we're broadcasting on air
to worry why Adam's not doing?
Yeah, not carrying on doing the show because we're trying to contact someone.
That's true.
Who hasn't got the phone with him? That's not like we've done that once with Barry Dodds.
He might have gone to the toilet. I allow that.
He might have gone to the toilet without his phone.
Yeah.
Do you go to the toilet without your phone?
Yeah, of course.
Amazing.
Do you not?
No. Oh. My phone's glued to me. My phone's with me all the time, like I'm having an affair or something. I'm not necessarily having an affair.
With your phone. Smartphone.
No, it's not. No, my phone, what my phone does now is it enables me to contact other people.
Yeah, but why do you want to do that when you're in the toilet?
I'm not having an affair with my phone. Yeah. With someone via my phone.
Oh, I see.
I'm not actually having, I'm not having an affair because I literally don't have the time.
Can't.
Okay, I'll put a song on.
Oh,
what are you doing? Matt?
It's still on the screen.
What is?
Whoever that is, we not cut him off?
I don't know how to cut him off now.
Okay, fine.
But I mean, it doesn't matter, does it not?
Not really, no. Just wanted to.
This is the point where the show runs out of steam.
Barry's gone quiet.
I don't like it, mate. You're a fine one to say that.
You wake up in the morning.
Back in a minute, more Canadian from now.
Am I getting the
favor? You know, you're not into anal, and that's fine. There's many other things to be done.
Welcome back to the show. It's been a weird show. I don't think it's felt a bit dreamlike, this.
It has. I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, like, sort of like it's not really happening.
It's not really happening, and we're not really doing it.
Because we started, like, a bit unsure, because we didn't know if we were on air. We assumed we weren't.
Well, I thought we were, but you thought we weren't.
I didn't know either way. But if you thought we were, then why were you talking louder then when we did it?
Well, I wasn't.
Well, we'll see what it's about to I won't ever listen about this.
Yeah, we sounded like poltergeists, apparently.
We're in a different place.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah.
So we're not in the same studio. So it's like, we've never been in this situation before.
No.
Barry Dodds has been here talking about ghosts. Careful.
I know, I'm just moving it slightly.
I know, but you're touching another thing.
Yeah, but it's not going to... I'm not breaking
it. Well, it might do. It might stop something or cue something. It might jump to a local station.
Yeah, that's a CD player, isn't it?
Excellent radio production knowledge.
You're the one saying don't touch it.
You're right. And do you know she's worked that out, listener? She saw a box and she says... Do you know she knows it's a CD player? Because it says on the front, right?
Well, I can't see CD player.
Compact disc player.
Right, where's that?
And that's gone... Can't
read it.
Hang on, that's CD, that.
That's actually not...
That's a compact
disc.
That's
actually not where I got it from. I got it from the seeing this thing here, which is the door. So...
Welcome back to the show. Bit of fun there. Nat, you said you wanted to hear us on tweets. I've just realized I've done none of my notes at all.
Okay. Well,
it's just all been freeform today. I was going to say about the Jimmy Savile play.
Oh, well, do you want to do that instead of tweets then? Can do.
We can do both if you want. We've got plenty of time.
All right. Which one first? Do you prefer? I think we should get tweets out of the way.
So natural, isn't it? Such a natural conversation.
Zoe has tweeted in, I smelt a ghost once, no bullshit.
Right, it wasn't a ghost of a bull then, was it? Come on. Come on. Clever comedy,
Phil,
that.
I don't know if I'm allowed to read this out while I get in trouble. Phil says, don't make Stew...
Oh,
yeah, I know. Ang Lee.
That's four times you've said
don't
his name
Stew
now.
Don't make Stew Ang Lee. You wouldn't like him when he's Ang Lee.
Why are you being racist, Matt?
I didn't. It's Phil. It's not. I didn't.
No, but you just read it. You read Ang Lee. It's meant to be someone.
Yeah, but he's the director, Ang Lee, isn't he? The Ice Storm.
Yeah, but what is it meant to sound like?
Angry.
Yeah.
And yeah, but he's just saying don't make him like the film director.
If you were doing a COD voice, what would you say?
Well, I would just say in my Canadian voice. Don't make him angry.
No, it's the L that's the problem because that's not in angry, is it? It's. You would put an L
it's
instead
good,
of the R if
good,
you were if you were
director.
Mimicking someone.
No, I wouldn't be mimicking. I like Ang Lee.
It's no. You're not understanding still. Ang Lee is a person.
Yeah.
But they're saying angry.
Well, that's not what I read it as. I read it as Ang Lee.
No, you didn't. It's a bit of Stuart Lee's material, that.
What?
Bit of his racist material that he used to do.
Is that one of his jokes?
Yeah, it's a racist Stuart Lee joke.
That's not.
It genuinely
is.
It is a
joke.
Genuinely
is.
Yeah.
Does he do an accent as well?
Go and watch it. Go and watch the. Actually, it's towards the end of the show, so you might want to skip.
Watch. They're long, aren't they, those shows?
I'm being naughty, by the way. I actually really like Stu. Okay. I like Stu as a bloke as well. Yeah. This is the problem. I like Stu as a bloke. I always have a nice chat with Stu when I see Stu. I think he's a great comic. And I don't get the middle bit. I don't get why he does some things that he does. Oh, it's character. I keep forgetting. It's a character of Stuart Lee. Yeah,
you like the man, not the myth.
Go on. What'll be quickest?
Just say yes and then yes. We move on. Kayla's tweeted in, I'm open and interested to the idea of paranormal activity, but I do find it hard to fight the logical side of my brain, though.
Shit. A sensible tweet.
What do we do with that?
We put it to our resident paranormal expert.
There we go.
At least you're open-minded to it. Put yourself in a situation where you might be able to experience something different. And
I mean, this could be you in a pub when someone's just said to you, oh, well, I might fuck you. Why should I?
Yeah.
Everything you said still works on that as well. Go on, carry on, Barry. She's hot, Kayla, as well.
Is she?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Where'd she live?
Jesus.
Cheltenham. Cheltenham, I think.
Oh, right.
According to her Twitter account.
That was amazing. Go on, do it again. Ooh.
She likes Slipknot.
Don't get many of them to the dozen, do you? I don't even know, by the way, what we're looking at.
Her Twitter picture.
Okay.
Which is hot.
Oh, God, now what hot. I've said now sounds really inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's not at all what I meant at all, Kayla, sorry. She's just gorgeous, yeah. Married, though. I think she's married. She's certainly got a partner.
Right.
Barry, carry on talking to Kayla. At least you're open-minded.
At least you're open-minded. It depends if you want to find out more about it, really.
How would you find out
still
more?
Still works. All still works.
Yeah.
Go and spend a night in a house in Pontefract.
With me. Yeah. Go and spend a night in Pontefract with me. How would you sell it as a thing?
What, the house?
No, I don't mean how would you sell it. Like, what would you say on the market? I mean, what would you... To Kayla, how would you encourage her to... Would you encourage us to look into it more?
It all depends if she's interested in it or not.
Yeah. Which sounds like she is.
She's saying, I'm open and interested to the idea of it. All right.
I already said it.
Go on a ghost hunt.
A ghost hunt?
Brilliant. Yeah, there's loads of them you can go on now.
There's going to be a lot of them.
Hunt sounds slightly sort of... What, were you going to try and kill it?
Kill him,
what,
yeah.
You hunt it.
The thing is, they're all through these companies that have sprung up that utter bullshit, these companies.
I was in Stratford-upon-Avon the other day, which is one of my favourite places in the world. I love it, Stratford. I've not been for years, and I was like, I'm going to go to Stratford. I went to Stratford. And I've been a couple of times the last few weeks, and they had lots of ghost tours.
Yeah.
What would you think about that?
They're all right. You're not going to say anything. You're just going to listen to stories.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them. It's hard to know which one to do. I did a Jack the Ripper one once. That was good.
Sorry, the door was open. I thought Andy Butler would come back.
The door opened by itself.
Ghost? Is that a ghost or not?
Barry,
you shouldn't be bringing ghosts with you.
Yeah, you brought them here.
To all the places, mate.
Daniel says...
You do look like you're taking a photo of Barry.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were doing. All right.
Daniel says, I bet the ghosts are shitting themselves with Barry Dodd's technical expertise on their trail.
Sliming themselves, so don't be... disrespectful by saying shitting. Was he being sarcastic? It sounds sarcastic.
I think he's being sarcastic. Yeah.
Well, but you know what you're on about, don't you? You know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
You can work the equipment. I've done
it for a lot of years.
Was that a response to the video?
He did. Yeah. I think that is a response.
Video.
He also is not really buying into it.
That's fair enough.
Connor is saying that he loves Keanu Reeves in Speed. Now I'm
That'd
not
be
sure.
Ridiculous.
No.
I'm not sure about that.
Like Speed's actually a great movie. Weirdly as well, I saw Dennis Hopper last night. Not in real life because he's died. And it wasn't a ghost.
Barry. Is he dead?
Yeah.
Didn't talk about it.
Yeah, quite a few years ago now.
I saw his Twilight Zone episode last night. I was watching Twilight Zone last night, and Dennis Hopper was an episode of Twilight Zone. It was amazing. It divided my house because my better half didn't like it at all. She thought it was ridiculous. It was called He's Alive, right? And I think it's quite a famous episode of the Twilight Zone. It's called He's Alive, right? It's about like a young kind of fascist bloke in a fascist movement. Who's trying to going on the streets and stuff and sort of preaching his word about immigrants and all that sort of thing. Him and a group of other men, and he's been essentially brought up by an old Jewish man who was like a surrogate father to him. And basically, the point of the episode is this is the whole point of the story is he's not doing very well as a sort of a fascist speaker and stuff. You know, he's not getting a following at all. And then a man just starts speaking to him from the shadows. He's all in shadow, the man. Right? You can't see his face at all. He's all in shadow. and he's speaking to him and giving him advice about things and what to do and stuff. And then as it gets to the end of the episode, the man steps out of the shadows and it's Hitler.
Whoa.
Right? And Hitler's been telling him what to do to get people following him.
Shit.
Now, that I've made it sound better than it is.
Oh, okay.
Because you know it's Hitler within like about 30 seconds of it.
Right, okay.
Even though he's in the shadows of the hell, it's like, it's clearly Hitler.
How do you know?
It's clearly going to be Hitler. Because he's speaking like Hitler, and he's speaking about claiming responsibility for things that...
How do you mean speaking like Hitler? German?
With the German.
I do German as well.
Oh, amazing.
I do that too.
And how would Hitler sound if he was Canadian, no?
I am the writing the Mein Kampf. That's what he would say.
Brilliant.
That's Canadian, that was it?
Yeah, that's Canadian. That was Canadian-German.
Do they say Z a lot in Canada?
Yeah, they do, yeah, they do. Instead of Z, they do. Of course they do. And that's what Americans do.
Anyway, I really liked it. Dennis Hopper was the boy, was the young bloke in it, and he was brilliant. He was amazing. I liked the episode. It was called He's Alive. And then it has a bit of a Roth Soames, a little preach bit at the end, which a perfectly valid preachy bit about how he will never die, how he will
Hitler.
Always... Yeah. How he'll always be there whenever.
That wasn't true.
If I finished what I was saying,
go on.
I don't mean he's literally alive walking the earth. It's a metaphor now, and saying that Hitler will always be alive wherever these things rise up, and you should never take it for granted that they won't go any further.
That's true. Everyone's
of course, that's the end of Nat's contribution.
Everybody
now
knows
she's just sticking
her
tongue
is.
In a bottle. You're right, Nat. Everybody knows who Hitler is. Let's pop that on as clip.
well, we would say Adam, but we know that he's gone AWOL, so we can't even know.
Adam is AWOL.
I mean, yeah. Adam is AWOL.
I'm biting my tongue so hard at the moment.
Oh.
Anything else to say, Nat, about any other tweets?
PDT is saying the ghost of Anne Kirkbride was on Coronation Street last week. When they toasted Deirdre, the door blew open and they left it in.
Shut up.
That's
really? All right.
Do you think that's true?
What, that Deirdre opened the door?
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly not.
No,
I'm not denying
true.
That the door flew
not
open.
Not Deirdre, Anne Kirkbride.
So the door flew open?
When they were toasting her, saying, oh, here's to Deirdre.
Right. And then did they react to it in the episode?
I have no idea. PDT, you haven't let us know all the details.
Is it just in the background, or just the door opening?
I don't know. Daniel said that wasn't a response to the video. It's just a response to Barry not knowing how a studio works.
Oh, right. Oh, see.
All right. It's not you don't know how it works. It's just that it's all new to you, isn't it, Barry?
Yeah.
How long have you been a comedian for?
Oh, ages.
Do you know? Could you be a bit more specific?
12, 13 years.
And you've never been in a radio studio before?
I've done stuff on the phone, but never got into a studio. It's because usually I've been...
How did you imagine it to be? Our studio in London's bigger than this.
Mm.
This is really small.
There are a lot smaller studios. That's next door. It's smaller, isn't it? That would be quite compact, isn't it?
It's got a bit of broom coming about it, this room. For three of us to be in there.
Yeah, it's cosy,
I
think.
I reckon it's... how wide do you think this is? But anyone got a tape measure?
No, I don't.
How wide? Nat, how wide is the studio?
4 foot by 7.
4 foot? You think can you not?
I'm sorry, I'm thirsty.
You think this is 4 foot wide?
I've no idea. What do you think it is?
I mean, you sound like you can't be arsed doing a show.
No, sorry, I'm not very good with maths, okay? I get very...
How tall are you?
5'11.5".
Right, do you think that you're taller than this studio?
No.
On your side?
On my side. No, but I'd go to... I think.
Do you think you're over a foot taller than this studio on your side?
No.
Well, it's not 4 foot, is it?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Stop putting me on the spot with maths.
I actually have with maths.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
Oh, you've got Asperger's just on maths?
Yeah.
You've got maths Asperger's, have you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah. What's it called?
Mathsperger's.
Brilliant. Amazing. Was that the end of the tweet?
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Can I advise anyone listening to the show to never, ever tweet us again, please?
Why? Don't say that.
I just think if enough people just disengage with us,
yeah,
it'll stop.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I'd ask you to not listen, to disengage.
Reverse psychology there, so they'll do it
it's
more.
It's not reverse psychology.
They will, though, just because they'll know that you're...
I'm hoping that you've got some Chinese listeners, because I'd love that accent. I'd love to see Nat have a go at that one.
Well, she sort of did before, didn't you?
I've never done a Chinese
well,
accent.
Well, we've got 15 minutes of the show left. Well, 14
minutes
left.
What, tweet in and say what accent
it's
you want
even
to
that
go
long.
At?
No, we don't need someone to tweet
no,
it.
Exactly.
We'll just tell you.
No, I don't know.
So, Nat, can we try some accents, please?
No.
American, please. Just American.
Howdy, partner. No, I know. Alabama, whirly.
What's that?
That's from True Romance, isn't it?
Okay. Chinese.
I'm not doing Chinese.
No, we're giving you.
Why is it different?
Yeah, why is what American all right, but
yeah,
Chinese
Canadians
isn't?
All right. French? Can you do French?
There's a genuine point here. Why is one nationality not acceptable?
That's actually, you make a good point when you say that. Yeah. That which would be the one that you'd clip from your cart? Well, the
Chinese.
Not
clipping
one.
Anything. Nothing. This is
good.
All
right. This is off the clip.
Yeah. Chinese.
No, you can't. I have to warm up.
Just say that in Chinese.
Say hello. My name is Natalie. I'm just starting
hello.
To warm up.
Hello.
Wouldn't be hello though, would it not? Because remember the L's and the R's.
So, oh no, I'm not doing hero. No. Oh shit!
No, that's what it, that's but, what yeah.
That's
what we're
not,
doing.
Though.
Why is that different hero. To you going howdy partner?
Okay. Okay. All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hero.
No, say it. Hello, my name is Nat. I'd like to go for a lie down.
Brilliant.
I can't.
Brilliant.
That's only the only word. I can't do a whole sentence in any accent.
No, but this is what the challenge is, isn't it?
Hero. I'd like, that's a lot of L's. I'd like to go for, ride down. What was it?
I don't know. You do it.
You just
Hello, my name's Natalie.
Hello, my name's Natalie.
Can I go for a lie down? Or just say it all in one.
Hello,
get back into it.
My name is Natalie. I love to go ride down. That's what you want me to say, isn't it?
I love to go ride down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Pakistani.
I don't know how to do that accent. I don't know what is Pakistani.
I mean, you've done the rest of them so well, haven't you? It's sort of like.
Thank you very much, Ray Peacock.
It's similar to that.
For God's sake! Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ray Peacock.
Do it again, though. But I don't need to say what Ramesh said.
Oh, okay. I just thought it'd be better if I did. I'm not just doing a Pakistani accent here.
But you did American and Chinese, and that's fine. So you've got an issue with Pakistanis.
Can I have a nice, clever, like another one? Like...
A nice, clever one?
No, not. I didn't say that.
I don't want to do a Pakistani accent. Can I do a clever one?
No, I didn't say that. I said
that,
nice.
No, that is exactly what
it's
you
not
just
what I said.
Said.
That is not what I said.
Right, here we go, Nat. Always the same. You're always going to say, always the same one. You're going to say, hello, my name is Natalie.
Yeah.
I mean, you change it to I love a lie down, right?
Well, I do.
So that's your script.
That's actually true.
So yeah. Pakistani, please. Now.
hello. I'm Natalie. I love a lie down. That's almost Italian. That
that's
one,
Italian.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'd say it was a completely Italian accent.
I don't
know
how to do a Pakistani accent. I really don't.
Clip that. What other ones can we get her to do? Australian?
G'day. I don't have to
ask you to say goodnight.
No, but I'm trying to think of hello, Karma.
She nailed the Pakistani.
I have to get into it. I think I do that thing where
this is like 2-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
The next one we ask you'll do the last one. Go on.
I love to go for a bloody lie down.
Why are you adding words to it?
Because I have to do it in that language. I have to do some
the language of Australian is that you just put bloody in front.
Yeah. You're like yeah. I don't know what that was.
Painful this show today.
Oh, thank absolutely. God!
Andy Butler's
back
now.
Thank God. Thank
10
God.
Minutes ago, Andy Butler wanders back in again. We've been speaking about you an awful lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what have we said about Andy. We have mentioned him a lot.
We said that he just disappeared. Like they haven't.
Yeah, we said
gone
just, I said you dropped out. I said you threw a
smashed a glass.
I said I
went to do my film research.
Film
what
research.
Did
oh, what no, did you look for? Really. No. Did you look for Inside or not?
No, I'm too scared for that. I feel like it's the element of surprise. That's what I'm waiting for. We did just take a call from Adam, though.
Oh, well,
did we?
I think.
Apparently, he wants you to call him.
We tried.
Right. Well, when was that? Just a minute ago.
Literally.
Oh, we can call him now.
How do we do that?
If you, Andy, if you bring up the last called number, it should still be on the screen, I think, and then you can just call him.
Try that.
Did the dial one? Yeah, does that come up? Okay.
See if I know.
Yeah, it's going. Who's the bloke who played
Nat.
Steve? It'll go through.
Nothing's up.
Yeah, it will, yeah. Right. Just has a little delay. That's all.
Who's about to play Steve?
Steve McDonald wandered over and they filmed him saying, I should fix that door, but he looked shitted up.
Right, okay.
Oh, look who it is. Is that Adam?
Hello.
He doesn't answer the phone by saying hello, does he?
He doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very weird way of
doing it. That is weird, yeah.
Hi, Adam. Weird. We've been trying to ring you. That you didn't say hello when you
just,
answered.
Yeah, you just answer the phone.
Hello.
Well, that's...
It's too late now, isn't it? Why didn't you say hello when you answered?
So I was in a meeting with Julia and Amanda.
You're in a meeting?
Yeah.
Well, you just Andy Butler just told us that you called us. You can't have been in a meeting 2 minutes ago.
Oh no! I mean, the meeting finished, and I saw my phone, and I saw that you'd left me a lovely voicemail. So I thought I'd give you a call back.
But you knew we were going to be calling you.
I know, but I needed to get something sorted first. But yeah, sorry, it was my fault.
So if we were doing the show in London at the moment, you'd have just literally walked out of the show.
Yeah.
And gone, I've got a meeting now.
No, I didn't see my phone ringing. I didn't see it ringing.
You wouldn't see
until,
it.
Until, what?
You could have heard it ringing though, couldn't you?
No, because I put it on silent.
Again, you're not grasping a phone here, are you?
Vibrate? Have it on vibrate, maybe?
Anything like that. Just, if you're expecting a call, put it in the optimum position to take said call.
I did text him this morning and said, keep your phone near you between 1 and 4, please. And you went, will do.
I did. And then things just got away from me. You know how it gets, Matt, in the office.
Well, but once again, Adam, we've got 8 minutes left of the show. So once again, you've managed to sort of contrive a situation where we don't have enough time to talk to you.
Oh. Well, we can talk next week, can't we? Because I'm doing a show with you.
Well, I've just heard this, apparently, that Nat's not even going to be there.
Yeah.
Is this partly your doing?
No, she arranged it. She said it was fine.
Do you think she's trying to get us together?
What, me and you together?
Well, it seems weird, doesn't it, to put like a gay man and a fiercely heterosexual man in the same room and say, kill 3 hours.
Yeah, what could possibly happen?
that's how it feels to me.
I mean, we've done it before. Like, we've been locked in a room together.
Oh, have you?
We have. No, we have. Where? Me and Adam have been locked in a room together.
On your own?
But my girlfriend was also there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And Laura's boyfriend was also there as well.
Yeah, so that doesn't really...
And time right. It was time run.
Yeah.
So we have been locked in. And we didn't do anything hardly, did we not?
Hold hands?
No.
Didn't hold hands, no.
Oh.
Do you have any, can you give us any quickie? Have you done any grinder shit this week?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of grinder.
So you've been doing stuff and then you then weren't available to talk about it.
Pardon?
We didn't cut out.
So you've been doing Grindr stuff, and you had a story, and then didn't make yourself available to talk about it.
Yeah, my fault.
With a little bump of Grindr, don't see nothing wrong. Not even long enough. With a little bump of Grindr.
Lovely.
Horrible, Adam. What have you done? Who with?
At my house with a regular guy.
You have regulars?
With a regular. Oh, God.
Like your child.
Oh, no. Don't charge, Adam.
No, it's just a guy that I know, and we was like, okay, let's just do it. We haven't done anything in a while, so let's just meet up. And
where are you at the moment?
I'm standing, like, on a little balcony bit.
Outside?
Why?
Yeah. Because I can't be in the studio or in the gallery, in the production.
There's someone in the studio now.
Acast will probably be in there now, getting ready to do a shirt for, yeah.
I see.
He's getting ready to do his show.
Do you still work for Fubar, Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, just weird that you're not in the building.
It's just knocking about on the balcony.
Seems like you're not allowed to talk to me if you're in the building.
Yeah.
Right, what's the man's name?
I can't tell you.
Make one up.
It's Jess.
Jess? Yeah, Jess, okay. Yep.
Jeff.
Tall?
He's smaller than me, bigger than me.
Smaller and bigger than you, yeah.
Okay.
And he's the, what do you call it, the letterbox?
He's a letterbox? What does that mean?
You know, I'm the postman, he's the letterbox.
Use your imagination, Nat.
Oh, Christ. All right, okay.
You look absolutely disgusted there.
I just had a visual on it, and I thought, do people really call people that? Will you be my letterbox? Oh
no, I don't think they do. I think I said it a while back.
I do have a question.
Nat's got a question about this, Adam.
When you're saying the letterbox,
you don't put letters in them, do you?
No,
that's what she's
going to
ask you. She's genuinely going to ask you, has it got a flap?
No, I was thinking, does that mean like
your hair looks kind of hot?
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. I think it looks better than normal.
Like, normally it's very straight,
isn't
it? Yeah,
it's better. A bit of wave in that.
But now it's the non-straight set of the show. I thought I'd shut up my hair. Okay. Where the letterbox, is it, like, top or... Is it top? I don't understand where the letters go, Adam. Is it the mouth? Is it the mouth?
I'm not. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually the host of the show.
I mean, you've got to make sure it's got a first class stamp on it.
Yep.
It's got a stamp on it.
It's got to have the right postage and packaging. Believe you.
Oh yeah, that's
really, yeah. Okay. Right, packaging. Yep, first, stamp on the end of it.
No. I mean, it has to fit the right size as well, because otherwise they've got a sign for it.
Yeah.
Fine.
So basically, when you go to the post office, where you have gay sex.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're not in, you have to go to the post office. Nightmare.
And put your penis through like a sort of mock-up of a letterbox that they have.
Just
there.
So it can get it all fit. Yeah. All fit. Otherwise, you've got to pay special delivery. Yeah, okay.
It's a classic textbook. Yeah. Textbook in the gay sex world.
Do you have adverts out saying hello? Do you want to be the letterbox this evening? Grindr.
That's what I'm going to change that on my Grindr profile right now to hello. Do you want to be the letterbox?
Do you want to be the postman
this evening?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Never Fine. Rule yourself out of it. Just Fine. Say specifically this evening. Would you like to be a letterbox?
I know. But so, as the postman, I always have to ring twice.
Not the movie reference.
I mean,
it's a good film reference there. Andy Butler's never heard of the postman always rings twice.
Andy can't hear the call.
Have you heard? Have you heard of the postman always rings twice?
No, after this conversation, I'm probably not going to watch it either.
It's not
a gay porn film, I promise you. It's not.
It's allowed. No, you can watch Brokeback Mountain or something. You don't have to be gay yourself.
No, but I think it's implying, just from this conversation with the letterbox in the
mouth.
Can you
hear the conversation?
He's thinking, just from what we're saying.
This is amazing that Andy Butler's only hearing half the conversation.
Yeah, he's just thinking we're talking about gay porn.
Dodds has given Butler his...
Dodds is out. Dodds, I've had enough of this.
He's like, I don't want to hear any more about this. It's revolting. Yeah.
What we got?
I'll tell you what we've got. 2 minutes.
Adam... 2 minutes. Yeah. We overrun, can't we? Who's on next? Acaster.
Well, we cut off.
James,
we
don't mind, you not.
We won't overrun, we'll just be cut off.
Adam, we're going to pick this up next week.
Pardon?
We're going to pick it up next week, but I'd like you to have more sex in the week.
Okay.
Go and post some letters.
Because Nat's not going to be there. I know it's going to be brilliant, but we've got to fill time, so I want you to have as much sex as possible this week.
All right.
I want you to have fucked at least 10 men this week.
It'd be a bit hard.
I should hope it would be.
Yeah.
I want to put 10 men this week, and we're going to talk about them all. We're going to do Adam's top 10 countdown. So you put 10 men and in order.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in size order or just preference?
However you want to grade it, but we're counting down to number one.
Yeah.
All right.
Pick up the pops music. Adam's assistant producer, and he
knows the time without.
That we're down
Adam,
to 1 minute.
Adam's still talking.
We're still going here now.
All right.
So we're going to just
give a run next week.
We're basically just going to be cut off.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll be.
Okay.
It's hard. Thanks, Barry Dodds.
See you next week.
Oh, no, thank you, Barry Dodds.
Why is Barry not talking?
Why are you not talking anymore,
Barry? Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us
in.
Cheers.
Thanks, Andy Butler.
Don't mention it.
Thanks to Matt Reed. Thanks to Nat.
Thanks to you, Ray. For the good.